Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Dumb down your smart device with Rover's Morning Glory. Tell it to play 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio. This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
I'm the smart one.
Bougie.
I am never having sex again.
Peter.
You should just see my bicep flare.
Charlie.
This guy's gonna hunt me down.
And Jeffrey.
I'll put my pants every day, punk.
Streaming on RoverRadio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
Monday, November 28th, 2022. Good morning, it's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Dougie is here.
Good morning, sir.
Dieter is here.
Yo!
And you're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER is the number. 866-967-6837. That's how you reach the show. Give us a call at that number. You can text us at that number. That comes into the studio in real time. You tweet us. Just put at Rover Radio somewhere in your tweet. That's also comes into the studio in real time. But the best way, give us a call, 866-967-6837. We are, oh, man, it's good to be back. We were off for Thanksgiving and had some time off. I was busy the entire time, but I'm glad to be back.
Doing what?
Oh,
may
my
God.
You don't even want to know.
Do tell.
What were you busy doing?
I don't even want to know.
I may be the dumbest person in the entire world.
You rebuild a stupid computer.
Oh, no, it's worse than that. I don't know. Maybe I'll get into it. I swear to you, I may be the dumbest person in the world. No, I'm not kidding you.
We know.
I'm incredibly stupid.
Yeah.
I did have a guy email. He was very angry and that we had the week off.
Only one guy?
I don't know.
A few guys.
I was very angry and I should be ashamed of myself for how much time we take off. And
it's a holiday.
It's, by the way, it's the same amount of time we've taken off for literally the past 15 years.
Right.
It's the same amount. I'm not taking any more days off today, this year, than I did 10 years ago. Just like people, oh, I can't believe the number of commercials you play. It is literally the same number of commercials that we play today as it was 15 years ago. He's saying,
I even think when we redid our contracts, they offered, like, do you guys want more vacation? And you
said no.
I said no. It was a lot.
Again,
we're very lucky.
That's another example of how I am the dumbest person in the world, huh? Who would say, nope, I'm good. I have enough vacation time. I'm just trying to be fair, you know? I'm there for the fans. That's what it is. I said, you know what? I don't want to be separated from my adoring fans for 1 second longer. So I don't need more vacation time. Let's see here. I have Mr. Jeffrey Allen LaRocque here in the studio with us. Good morning, Jeffrey. How are you today? Oh, I need to turn on. Oh, boy. Something that got all, everything.
Check, there it is.
There we go. Okay. All right. Thank you. All of the board isn't, they were running best of in here, so The board wasn't set correctly. But anyhow, good morning, Jeffrey. How are you?
Well, at least the Browns won on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Goodness.
Okay. Did you watch?
No, not really. I just saw the score.
No, he's not interested. No, but that's the first thing that spews out of his mouth.
Right. Why not? Why just try to be spontaneous?
Big sports fan.
He heard
after
they won.
After they got their rear ends kicked by Miami last week.
By the way, they don't look great. Tampa Bay does not look great. I was really paying attention to it was the Buccaneers versus the Browns yesterday, and I was really paying attention to Tom Brady's demeanor. This divorce has not done that guy well. I mean, this guy. Were you paying attention to this guy? I mean, if you watch that game and you go back and you just watch his demeanor and the way he's yelling at people and his attitude.
Yeah.
He is like, he's a complete prick out there.
He's angry this year. He's grumpy.
Yes, absolutely. And I don't think it's inspiring to anyone on that team. And if I were those guys, I would say, really? You're going to yell at me, Mr. I don't show up until, a day before the season starts or whatever?
Yeah.
Screw you, pal.
Yeah. But it's still a win. That's all I care about. It's a win.
Well, yeah, okay. At this point, what difference does it make? I mean, they've won. What's their record? 4-7 now? Is that what it is?
I think so.
All right, 4-7. And your pal Deshaun Watson will come in, step in next week. You expect big things now, huh?
Oh,
they're
going to
win the rest of the games from here on out.
Went out.
Next week?
Yes.
He starts today.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well,
he started a week ago today. He was able to practice with the team, but it's officially he's all cleared of everything. He's fulfilled what he needed to.
So he'll be back. He'll be starting for the Browns next weekend. I have to say that the guy that they had filling in
did great,
Jacoby Brissett. I really thought that guy did a fantastic. That guy deserves a lot of credit. They don't have a whole lot of wins, but I don't think I don't think it's because of him, frankly. I thought that guy looked pretty good out there.
I like the guy.
And I think that guy deserves a chance to be a quarterback somewhere. Somewhere where, I think maybe it actually helped him out. Maybe there's not a whole lot of pressure on him this season because they go, you're just the guy we have until Deshaun Watson comes in.
Yeah.
They hired him, Deshaun Watson, in a blockbuster deal. But, of course, he couldn't play because he's getting HJs from every masseuse in Houston, and they all are claiming it was not consensual. But so this guy, this Jacoby Brissett, was the quarterback, and so I don't know, maybe that was a good thing for him, and there was no pressure at all, so you could perform better. But I wouldn't want to be in that situation out there playing, knowing that it doesn't matter how good you do. You're still going to be benched. You're going to be, we don't want you after week 11.
But other teams are looking, so maybe they'll get him next year. He's kind of playing for them.
Yeah, who would you pick? Would you pick Jacoby Brissett or Baker Mayfield?
Oh, God. Jacoby.
Okay, all right. Of course. You are a big Baker Mayfield fan.
And now this year he's doing horrible.
Really bad.
Yeah, Jacoby Brissett's just a likable guy, and he plays his heart out.
All right.
Hey, Dieter, here's a question.
Yeah.
The Deshaun Watson rejoins the team as of today, and he's able to practice with, he plays next week's game, right?
Correct.
If the Browns win out the rest of the season, do you think they got a shot at the playoffs or the wild card at least?
Oh, yeah.
Mathematically?
If they win out, of course.
Okay.
I think so. And
if they win every single game.
Right. Baltimore,
I had to bring someone in to answer phones today because I had, I might have some info on Jeffrey from somebody, and they said,
oh, God.
I am not convinced that Jeffrey, I was actually contacted through, I can't even tell you how I was contacted. Not email, not through the normal channels. It was a backdoor channel, all right? Not a usual way someone would contact me. And they said, I have some info on one Jeffrey Allen LaRoque. You're not going to believe this.
Oh, no.
And they said, I want to call in, but I don't think he will put me through. So I actually just have very little. I was supposed to follow up with that person, and I didn't. But I have enough of the story where I think I could probably
follow up.
What is it, Jeffrey? Yeah. What happened?
Jeffrey, do you know? You have any idea?
I don't want... No.
Oh. Let me get the emails. I have no clue what you guys are talking about.
Let me get to emails. Thank you, though.
Do you guys have internet real quick?
Everyone has internet.
Yes. Yeah, I have internet.
Tim writes, good morning, Rover. The wife and I are buying a new car. We've decided to go electric this time. We've always said someday we wanted to get a Tesla. That was back when Teslas were pretty much the only electric cars out there. So... as someone who has owned a Tesla and now a Mercedes, I'm hoping you can give me your opinion on how Teslas stack up against electric Mercedes. I would really appreciate your feedback. Well, the build quality of Mercedes is just way above the Tesla. The Teslas have good tech, but their build quality is not fantastic. They're kind of plasticky, I think, but that's just me. But they're not bad cars. I was just talking with somebody else who had a Tesla, and he goes, you know, the thing I hate is that every time you need service, you have to do it in the app. And I said, that's what my wife was always complaining about with the Tesla. So you'd make a service appointment, and they go, okay, it's just in the app. There's no one to talk to. You can't get a hold of anyone. And they go, okay, your service appointment is Monday at 10 a.m., and then they send you, like, this could be, like, on a Wednesday. And then the following day, they go, oh, never mind. It's now Wednesday at 2 p.m. You go, oh, okay. And then another day or two go by. Your service appointment has been rescheduled for Friday at noon. Like, I don't know how that works. Pam writes, Rover, just wondering if you watched the Jerry Falwell Jr. scandal documentary on Hulu. It's pretty good. Check it out if you haven't already. Love the show. I did watch that, as a matter of fact. I was looking forward to that because the guy who made that documentary is the same guy who made Cocaine Cowboys and all those documentaries. I think I've watched every documentary that guy's put out. It was
preview was better than the actual.
I kind of knew a lot of the story already. I really, when I watch a documentary, I want to learn something new. And I pretty much knew the vast majority of that story. Richard writes, I recently watched Stutz. The Netflix documentary by Jonah Hill about him and his therapist. Oh, I haven't seen that, but I did see a preview for it when I loaded up Netflix last night when I got into bed. And I go, who would want to watch this?
I agree completely. I saw the preview and went, who is this for? Yeah. This is for two people, Jonah Hill and his therapist. Nobody else in the world would be interested in this.
And the other thing I thought is, oh, that whole thing of Jonah Hill like 2 months ago, oh, I have to take a mental break. I can't do any press. It's all this. I go, this is just a setup for this stupid thing. That's the first thing I thought of when I saw that. Anyhow, do you think opening up about your problems to the public is good or not? Personally, me, I wouldn't do that. I kind of
do it on a smaller scale. I mean, you don't really talk once you leave the studio. You don't talk. So anything that does happen.
This is my therapy.
Seriously. I know that sounds weird, but.
Everyone these days, everyone has to have a thing. They have to have an ailment. They have to have something that hinders them. They have to, woe is me. Here's a guy that's rich and famous, but he has somehow figured out a way to make a 2-hour documentary, an oh, woe is me documentary that I guess, I don't know, I haven't seen it. Maybe it's fantastic. Who knows? Pat writes, Rover, this weekend I was watching a football game when out of nowhere, I hear the neighbor 2 doors down fire up his jetpack leaf blower. I look outside and sure enough, the guy's out there leaf blowing his entire front yard.
Not to mention, it was windy while he was doing it. I don't get the point, especially when all the leaves from the neighbor's yard are just going to blow all over your yard again in a day or two. And are people just that lazy where they can't use a rake instead? I'm with you. I hate those things. Not only because they're as noisy as you say, but it's also that people are using them for no reason at all. Does your father-in-law care about the lawn as much as he does the driveway? You know, I don't know what he's doing with the lawn.
Still no lawn.
Is there grass yet?
You know, I think they did plant grass.
Okay,
there,
it's been years.
How do you not know? You live across the street.
I don't go over there. I don't pay attention. What do you mean? I'm in my own world. Didn't go over there for Thanksgiving.
Are you
my
serious?
My wife didn't even go over there for Thanksgiving.
Oh, man.
Why?
Because we're two introverts.
Oh, boy.
But yes, he does power wash that driveway every Sunday. He's out there. I mean, it's Dieter, this is insanity. You got to see this. I've never seen anything like
point.
This. Dieter, it's outside. That's the thing. It's the outdoors. He's cleaning the outdoors.
I mean, what's on there? What's so dirty about it?
Nothing that wasn't there more than a week ago because he did it last week every Sunday. Someone emailed about that and they go, does he power wash his driveway every Sunday? Because that's what Italians do. And I'd never seen that or heard of that. And then sure enough, like 2 days later, it was a Sunday and he's out there power washing. So then I've been paying attention to it now. And it's true. Every Sunday he's out there power washing. I don't know.
Does it make a difference? Like when every time I've power washed, the first time you do it, you feel dirt, old dirt.
Right?
Does this have any old dirt?
No, I don't think so. And it doesn't have more than a week's worth of dirt. Yeah. Let's see. Brian writes, hi, guys. I'm actually running behind as I only listen in the car, but you guys are all I listen to while in the car, unless you're off. I'm not a fan of best of shows. Anyway, regarding Dieter's sworn woman lure, his pee cologne trick, try Googling vabbing. There's apparently a female version. I just wanted to point out that I did see something about that in the news recently. But Dieter, you've been talking about that for 20 years.
20 years. Yeah, vabbing, that's brand new. That's
personally, I think it's gross.
Yeah.
Let's see. And then hold on. Doogie Charlie, since the Affordable Care Act went into effect, Americans had to sign up every year for insurance. For over 15 years at my job, insurance would auto-renew. Then Obamacare went into effect, and we started having to choose our selections every year.
Not the case. Before break, Charlie and I ran into an issue where we did not sign up for health insurance, and we were worried we would not have health insurance because, in my understanding, it was just going to renew. And it did. So I'm good. Charlie's good. So that guy's wrong.
I didn't ask. I'm just going off of Doogie's word.
I told you to call, you dummy.
What if it comes?
Why wouldn't you call?
He's not going to call. You called already. Why would he call?
Because just to verify on his own. Don't give me a dirty look.
He was on the phone for like an hour. Yeah, and I'm not
who would
do that?
Why would he? If you verify it, if you call and they give you an answer, why would
he? I told him to go in. Yeah, duh. I just wanted them to see in my file, we're good to go. I want him to do the same. Just have the peace of mind. That's all that he's about. Peace of mind.
Well, dude, you've given me my peace of mind, so I'm all set. I'm done.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry, this person says
don't say my name.
They want to be anonymous. Saturday, when I was delivering from my job, I was driving on down the road, and I saw a new black Jeep whip into a driveway, going at least 10 miles per hour, jumping the curb, and thought, wow, they're in a hurry to get home. I ended up delivering to the house, and as I was walking up, the lady said, is that for me? And I said, yes, without focusing. Then I got a good look, and what do you know? It's Doogie.
Oh.
It was funny because I was listening to Friday's show at the time. It wasn't as exciting as a Jeffrey sighting, but it was still cool to meet one of you. I don't know how she hasn't had sex in 12 years. I'm a younger guy with higher standards, but she isn't that bad looking. By the way,
she's a dick.
You make fun of her. I thought she was going to be way worse. She could definitely get a guy if she actually tried. So what'd you do? You're driving like a maniac?
This guy was wet in his pants seeing me because he was listening to me in his ear. He's like, oh my God. So he said, like, wasn't that big of a deal? Give me a break. He was delivering down the street. No,
but what does that have to do about your driving?
No, he was down the street.
Did you drive over the curb when you pulled into your driveway?
No, that's what he said. Because he's an idiot.
Why would he say that?
He was down the street and I came off a road and went into my driveway. And that was it.
What were you getting delivered?
I actually don't know. I've started doing Christmas shopping.
Oh, okay.
So I actually don't remember. So anyway, he was very, very nice in the driveway. And then I get this email. I'm like, okay.
Here's a guy, Hank, that writes, it's hilarious that you guys call Keith Sass Keith. Our boss, Sass Keith, looks like a Sasquatch, old boss.
I miss him.
Although Dougie doesn't stack up in height with a Sasquatch, her face does resemble one.
I'm so glad we're back.
I'm thinking you should call her Sasqueef. It definitely fits.
When's our next vacation day?
Craig says, your last show before you went on vacation, you guys were talking about who plays on Thanksgiving every year, but Charlie did not know. My brother, who hates sports, knows what two NFL teams play every year. This proves he cheated on that football trivia contest if he doesn't know something as simple as that.
Like I said, true or false only questions.
You cheated in that football trivia question, true or false?
False. It's easy.
Let's see here. Andy writes, Rover, I recently did some volunteer work for Habitat for Humanity and found out some information that might benefit Jeffrey. I was always under the impression they provided or built housing for the homeless, but they actually provide housing for families who may not qualify for a loan and their household income is less than $50,000. The homes they build today range in value from $135,000 to $150,000 and are 30-year interest-free loans. That means your monthly mortgage payment would be anywhere from $375 to $420. That seems pretty low, even with no interest. Each family member that is going to live in the house is required to contribute so many hours of help while the home is being built. Jeffrey probably won't do anything with this information because he's too busy tweeting Nikki Ben's happy birthday, but maybe a listener might find this information useful and help a family in need. Oh, could you imagine if they started building a Habitat for Humanity home for Jeffrey? First of all, he wouldn't show up. He would not help. They go, listen, we're going to give you a free home. You just need to show up and put in a total of 20 hours of work. You know, get a hammer, get some nails.
Yeah, I can't.
I have wrestling practice. We're fine where we are. We like living in an attic. Oh.
Don't underestimate me, Rover.
Oh, no. Okay.
Those are fighting words.
All right.
Because I don't think I would probably qualify either, so who knows.
So have you searched for a new home? You're living in a temporary home. You're living in basically an attic. You have one room in an attic.
No beds.
No beds. They sleep on the floor. You know, perfect living situation. But temporary because he had to get out of that home. And he was just going to find temporary housing. He has no long-term lease. He's free to go out and find a new place to live. A permanent or a more permanent place. So how's it been going?
Not good because I got to save up money to cough up with the first and last month's rent and a security deposit.
So let me translate. He hasn't looked at all.
Except I thought he had some money saved up when he was going to buy the house.
He bought the
car. Dieter.
Yeah, but he sold
car,
his truck.
Car, settlement for the old landlord, that kind of stuff.
What'd the car cost?
The car cost me
$4,000. Oh.
Speaking of settlements.
I need a car anyway. Wow. So.
Speaking of settlements, how is your settlement coming? You were suing the guy who was going to sell you a home.
Rover, again, like I said before, this is between me and my attorney, and this is not for the air.
Uh-huh.
So leave it at that.
So there's no updates?
No updates.
Jeffrey did tell me that he came in very seriously off the air. Because, Rover, I'm going to help you out. I'm gonna sue this homeowner, but I talked to my attorney, and it's not for the air because He might sue you, Rover, and drag you into it. I go, sue me? Real? The guy's
helping you, like, getting you sued?
The guy, yeah, how am I going to get sued? And he's going to sue the radio station.
There's no way.
Well, Douchey, who knows? Stranger things have happened. He's being sued by Jeffrey. So in the world Jeffrey lives in, anyone can sue anything for any, you know, whatever.
No, not only that, we are a lawsuit-happy culture.
Thank you very much.
You've been in two lawsuits in less 2 months.
I'd be so mad if I were the company.
How many lawsuits do other people file over frivolous things we've talked about over the years?
You've been involved in, and I thought I was involved in quite a few lawsuits, just being in business for many years, doing the show for many years. Jeffrey had more lawsuits in 1 year than I've had in my entire life. He's very experienced with lawsuits, or at least the potential of a lawsuit. You know, he's going after settlements all the time. Next up has got to be a slip and fall. He's going to go after Walmart or something. All right, I've got to take a break. 866-YO-ROVER is our number, 866-967-6837. We will be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. The Rover Rewind. All the amazing, horrible, crazy things you might have missed this week on the show, Saturday morning from 8 to 10 on MMS.
Traffic.
From the Elk and Elk Traffic Center, Elk and Elk, if you were injured because of medical malpractice, call 1-800-ELK. Wow. Pretty quiet ride around the area right now. Not getting word of any major problems, and highways continuing to be very light. No issues 480 east and west between the airport and 271. 77 all clear from Broadview Heights all the way downtown. Same thing on 271 from Route 8 up to I-90 in Lake County. In the traffic center, I'm Doug Adams.
This report is sponsored by Tipico Sportsbook. Nothing beats the Ohio home field advantage. Go to winohio.com or download the Tipico Sportsbook app. You can win free bets, prizes, and a chance at fan experiences. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Ohio. Terms, conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Doogie here. In Classic Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Madison, they have hybrid 2023 Jeep Wrangler Sahara vehicles in stock right now. And you can qualify for up to $7,500 tax credit whether you purchase or lease the vehicle. And the 23 Jeep Wrangler Sahara Hybrid drives quietly, has a lot of power, and rides super nice. All of that in a Jeep that is plug-in hybrid. How cool is that? Shop the Black Friday sales event at Classic Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Madison and tell them Doogie sent you. See dealer for details. Offer ends 11/30/22.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. Dog, rest ye merry Dobermen, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's beggin'!
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Glory on iHeartRadio. This is MMS.
People say this show isn't cultured.
Well, how do you explain all the bacteria then?
Smartass.
Nasty. Like nasty.
Yeah, we had monkeypox before it was popular.
We're catching diseases like Pokemon here on Rover's Morning Glory.
I was just reading some more email during that commercial break, and Tim sent me one. Peter, I want you to pay attention to this one. It says, Rover, hope you had a great Thanksgiving. For the first time in 3 years, my family got together for Thanksgiving. The reason it's the first time is because my mother is 94 years old and has a severe respiratory disease. So all 20 of us got together this year
and had a great Thanksgiving. We celebrated the holiday a few days early because several members of the family are civil servants who had to work on Thanksgiving. My sister had been on a cruise ship 2 days earlier, so we made her take a COVID test, which was negative. Because there were two tests in the kit, just for kicks, we gave my 94-year-old mother a test. Shockingly, she came back positive. We all shrugged it off as a false positive and went ahead with Thanksgiving. However, unfortunately, we were wrong, and 2 days later, every member of the family came down with COVID. Turns out, the one person my family was scared of infecting for the past 3 years is asymptomatic to the virus, and she was the super spreader. Speaking of super spreader, Dieter, you weren't in here during the commercial break. Dougie is, just coughing and...
I heard it.
Yeah.
Right when we went to break, the second you turned the mics off, she was holding it, she went...
sick during my vacation.
Oh, boy.
Okay, Mr. COVID, worked from home. Yeah. Did you not have COVID a couple weeks back?
And I worked from home.
Okay. Yeah. I was sick during my vacation. I'm not sick right now. But when I sleep, all that goo in my chest, it comes out. So.
Did you have the virus?
No, I kept testing. I did 3 different tests and I did not come up positive.
I'm not kidding you. I think I took a COVID test. Was it once? Maybe twice? Oh, I guess when I would travel, I had to take a COVID test back in the middle of the whole thing when I traveled overseas. But an at-home COVID test, I took one time. 2, if you count here, that Dougie made me take one on the air in the past 3 years. I would venture to say, and I'm not even joking, Dougie has probably taken a COVID test at least 20 times.
Oh, sure.
Oh, at least. I said way more. The stock has gone up because of how much she buys.
How many have you taken?
3 years? Sure. I would say more than 20.
Are you kidding me?
No, I did 3 this past week just because I want to be safe. I didn't go anywhere. I was alone for Thanksgiving.
So why would you keep taking these tests? What difference would it make?
I felt it was just a congestion and a
cough.
But
if you're not going anywhere, why take all these tests?
Well,
change what you're doing at all?
Because I just wanted to know if I had COVID. And then I was feeling better on Thanksgiving Day. And then on Friday, I was fine. And I wanted to go Black Friday shopping. So I took one Friday morning as well.
How many tests do you think you've taken? COVID tests?
In the last 3 years?
Yeah.
Oh, I would say probably 30.
Oh, my.
Wow. That's got to be a record. I don't know anybody that's done that many.
In three years?
Are you kidding me?
Well, when I had COVID last Christmas, taking it every other day. And then it finally hit. I was sick because my daughter had COVID. And there's 2 of us. So I don't think that's between the 2 of us. Sure.
Oh, my.
Easy.
God. No, that was just you. 30 tests. We're not counting your daughter. So... 30 tests for you, and then if you had Gia, how many times do you think she's had Gia take COVID?
I double that.
No, she doesn't like that thing going up her nose.
Nobody likes it.
I kind of do now.
Here's a guy that claims he offered Jeffrey first of all, he goes, how much vacation time do you guys really get? It seems nuts to me how much time you guys get off.
Don't you say each year you don't even use? There's years you don't even use it all.
Oh, yes. Anyhow, he says, I offered Jeffrey a 2010 Honda Civic with 60,000 miles on it.
Take it. Take it.
Because my daughter is moving.
Oh, my gosh. Is that true? Fabulous.
He reached out to me, yes, but I didn't have the means to go there and to pick it up because at that time, my truck was broken. I couldn't drive it. Was there a free car?
No, $2,000 for a 2010 Honda Civic with 60,000 miles
on it.
That's
better than the deal you got.
Well, yes. What did you get?
2012 Chevy Malibu.
With how many miles?
121,000.
Mm-hmm. For how much?
4,000.
Right.
So double the price, double the miles.
Why wouldn't you take this car?
I didn't have the means to be able to get out there, take a look at it, test drive it.
Is it somewhere ridiculous? Is it in California? Where is it?
I don't know. That's the whole thing. I didn't have a vehicle to be able to drive out there to take a look at it.
You have no idea where the guy is located. Is he here, local?
That part, I don't know.
It could have been the same city for all he knows.
He could have been your next door neighbor.
Right.
I don't know any next door neighbors that have that vehicle.
Oh, we're saying Jeffrey, you could have been really close. You have no idea where this guy is?
No, because I think I already got the Malibu before that came down.
And was that your favorite car? Or your
Hold on. Now he's changing the story. You're changing that. You didn't have that Malibu. You said you didn't go because your truck was broken down. Yeah.
Well, it was between the time, I don't know, I just can't remember exactly when he broached that offer to me.
Don't you love Honda Civics? Didn't you have that car for like 10 years?
I had one for 9 years.
You loved it.
Yeah, I know. I had it for 9 years. It was probably one of the best cars I had.
Do you remember there was a soccer player for Stanford, female soccer player? Thank you, Jeffrey. God. There's a female soccer player named Katie Meyer who committed suicide, played for Stanford. Do you remember this? And
blonde hair?
Yeah, blonde hair. They had candlelight vigils for her and everything. And
they couldn't figure it out. They're like, why'd she kill herself? She was a good-looking soccer player, came out of the blue.
Right, right. She was a senior, was getting ready to graduate. Here's a picture of her. She was a goalie, I think, for Stanford. And her family has now come out and they've filed a lawsuit against Stanford University. They claim Stanford is responsible for her suicide. And I go, what did they do?
Hazing?
What
maybe?
Did Stanford do? So here's the thing. They claim that Stanford University sent her an email that it said, we might discipline you for some actions that you did. And because they sent her that email, she then committed suicide. And therefore, Stanford is the one responsible for her death. Now, there's some new information on this. They said that she might be facing some sort of disciplinary action. I remember that came out a couple weeks or some period of time after she committed suicide. So here's what happened. So in August of 2021, and she committed suicide in the spring, but in August of 2021, she was riding her bike, I guess along campus or whatever, and she spilled coffee on a football player.
Oh. Did it burn him?
I don't know.
Okay.
But no one was really buying that this was an accident because this football player had been accused of sexually assaulting one of her soccer teammates. So she's riding her bike. She sees this guy. She spills coffee all over him. And
he turns her in.
Yeah. Well, I don't know who turned her in or whatever, but they weren't buying her story. And the university did an investigation. And they weren't buying her story either. She apparently was like, no, I was just clumsy. I was just riding my bike and happened to spill coffee all over this guy.
On this guy that assaulted her friend.
On this that allegedly assaulted.
Allegedly.
Yeah, we don't know. So the university investigated this, and then they sent an email to her, and they said that that she might, you know, some various things could happen. They were going to hold her diploma and that they were, launching this investigation, whatever, that they could even kick her out of Stanford. She was, I think, going to go to maybe law school or medical something. After she graduated, she was going to continue there. And they said, so they sent this email and they go, look, here's what's going on. This is serious business. You could have we could kick you out of Stanford. This could impact your position on as the captain of the soccer team and as a member of the soccer team. This could impact your ability to attend Stanford Law School and so on and so forth. So they send this email to her. And that was, I don't know, maybe let's just say 6 p.m. or something. 2 hours later, she kills herself.
Okay.
So the parents are now suing Stanford, saying it's their fault that she committed suicide. How is that possible?
Are you kidding
me? Is the timing not funny, Rover? 2 hours before, then she kills herself?
It might be, but she was that's triggered. On her. That's not on the university. What do you want the university support or whatever that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? And the number's actually in the email. I don't think she called it. But that's not the university's problem that she committed suicide because she was under disciplinary action. What are they supposed to do? That has nothing to... I mean...
I'm just saying, that's... obviously the reason why. I never knew why she killed herself.
So what? It's not the university's fault that she did something that got her in trouble. That she purposely spilled coffee on a football player. She's riding her bike by him. That's not the university's fault that she did that. And then when she gets in trouble, it's not the university. Are we at a point now where if you do something that you can't be punished for it because, her feelings might be hurt.
No, but you have to take that into account. These days are different. You have to, you can't be callous. You have to take students' feelings into account, period. You know that. So.
But what is the university supposed to do?
Do you have the email that they wrote?
I don't, no.
I'm guessing it wasn't as light and fluffy as you say it was.
No, it's probably, I didn't say it was light and fluffy. No one's saying it's light and fluffy. Saying you're in trouble.
It has the letter had threatening language.
That's according to the parents.
I'm just saying that's something that's...
That's not threatening language. It's factual language that you face disciplinary action for this... purposely spilling coffee on somebody. That's not threatening. Threatening's like, we're going to wait until you fall asleep, bitch. We're going to come in and kill you. That would be threatening language. Or, we're going to break your parents' legs. That's threatening language. But when you do something bad, and then they say,
from a university,
you're going to face, here's the potential disciplinary actions you face. That's not threatening language. That's factual language. I mean, my God. And they're going to sue. They have the nerve to sue Stanford.
I want to sue somebody, Rover, over her death.
Oh, my God. Come on. And then the parents go, she had no history of suicidal ideation or mental illness.
Right.
So then that's even less. That makes the university is even less responsible.
How are they supposed to know?
Rover 866-967-6837.
You're crazy.
Are you guys all for real? Seriously? This is really?
You have to be careful. Whether it's college, work.
They should have sat her down and told her this in person, you know?
I'm guessing they probably had sat her down in advance. I don't think this just came out of the blue. She knew that she was potentially going to be in trouble for this, I would assume.
A lot of time when people get fired, there's like a cop there so you don't freak out or whatever, you know? But similar to that, like have some people ready to talk to her when they tell her she's getting kicked out of school.
The outcome would have been the same, I think. Don't you think she still would have killed herself?
Mm.
She panicked. She was the anxiety of it.
Mm-hmm.
The girls take their grades so seriously.
So let me ask you something. Charlie, if you were to get fired, all right, if they came in here and they go, okay, you're fired. Yeah. And then you come into work and you shoot the whole place up.
Okay.
Who's at fault? You or iHeart?
I think it's 50-50.
It's not. No. You're the one at fault. I don't know what's going on in the world
what
today.
What did I get fired for?
For being a douche.
Yeah.
For being insubordinate to management.
95% on management.
Yeah. I mean, this is...
That's triggering.
I mean, my God. John, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rover.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, you know what really doesn't surprise me at all?
What's that?
That somewhere in this story... that there was a male football player involved in a sexual assault.
Oh.
Not surprised at all.
It's only football.
Not surprised at all, Dieter.
Not surprised at all. You know, what about soccer players, rugby players? It's only football players that do this.
And by the way, it's only alleged. As far as I know, that guy didn't. Right. I think they might have investigated. They go, there's nothing to this. Perhaps. I don't know all of the details about that. But obviously, the guy was still in school or whatever. So, if this happened, I don't know. I guess it wasn't enough to get him kicked out of school or wasn't believable.
What's going to happen? It's going to come out that Stanford totally mishandled this sexual assault case on this football player. Guaranteed. That's what's going to come out.
Oh, I don't know about that. Maybe you're right, but even that, I don't know how that would have any bearing on this girl committing suicide. She's not the victim of the assault.
There's definitely a big snowball effect here, obviously, but something tells me that this is all going to come back to a mishandled sexual assault case by a male football player.
Yeah, it could be like those, remember the Duke lacrosse players? Maybe it will end up just like them, those terrible, terrible Duke lacrosse players. Oh, yeah, that were completely falsely accused.
Right.
All right. Touche. All right,
thank you, John. Theater, he hates football players, thinks they're all bad sexual assaulters,
a lot of charity work, too, Rover.
Oh, those charity things drive me crazy. I hate, stop it, NFL. We get it. You have all these fake charity things.
Only you would be on the air saying, stop doing good.
Oh, no, it's, come
You're
on.
Such a grinch.
Like for Thanksgiving, they're giving out turkeys and giving out dinners.
Yeah, let me tell you, they take a couple of players there. They stand there holding a turkey. They go, they take a photo. The guys are there for 5 minutes. They leave. And that's it. And then they do a whole promo about that during a football game.
God.
They could be there for an hour or two.
No, I that really annoys me. I hate it when they do that. I don't need my football players to be just go out there and play football. I don't need you to be a charity organization, you know, and promo it. If you were really doing it for charity, why would you gloat about it throughout a broadcast?
The NFL does good.
To show that. Or maybe get other people, if that's your hero, if Tom Brady's handing out turkeys and you look up to Tom Brady, you go, maybe I should be good. Maybe I should do something nice like that. Get other people in the giving spirit.
They're just doing it to make themselves and the NFL look better. This was all started as a PR stunt after so many of those guys kept getting arrested. And bad things were happening. And then they go, let's change our image. Jason, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jason.
Yo, Rover.
Yo, what's happening?
I completely agree with you about the Stanford girl. They should be made responsible for their actions. It doesn't matter, in my opinion, the wording in the email. Everything has to be pussified so everybody's offended.
Sure.
Everybody's offended.
And look, this is it's factual. It wasn't threatening. It was, here are the disciplinary measures that you could face because you're accused of purposely spilling this coffee on somebody. Now, I don't know what they're supposed to do. Are they supposed to, you spilled coffee on somebody, so therefore we've gotten you some mental health counseling. We're going to tuck you in at night with your blankie and give you some warm milk. I mean, look, she should have gotten that email. If she was completely innocent or whatever, you get the email and then you hash it out later in whatever disciplinary hearings or actions or whatever they may have. I don't know how it all works, but you don't just go off. I don't think the university could foresee somebody committing suicide over that. Therefore, they're not at fault. Mike in Pennsylvania, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Rover, what's up?
Yo, what's happening?
She needs to get her head out of the ground. When I grew up in school, I used to get beaten. And I guess what? I got back up and it straightened me out. This new regime we have in here, these kids, they can do whatever they want. They can eat their cereal in the morning. They don't have to listen to any rules. It's a free-for-all, and I know people work in a school district, and it's absolutely horrible because illegal lawyers have destroyed this country. They have – these kids are useless anymore.
Are you sure it's not the fact that they can eat cereal in the morning? I don't know what the – I don't know what's eating cereal in the morning had to do with it.
What is your hate about cereal?
It's anti-cereal.
That's mean.
They can eat cereal all day. That's what the problem is.
Oh, all day.
They don't have to do anything.
Oh, I got it. Lucky Charms and Frosted Flakes for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. All right. Mike, thank you.
Got it.
I've got to take a break. Our number is 866-YO-ROVER. 866-967-6837. We'll be right back with the shizzy, the news.
No.
I have no access to anything.
She's going nuts over there because she can't print something. What do you mean you have no access to anything?
My accounts are all screwed up.
What do you mean? What accounts?
I just told you.
What accounts?
I asked you during the break and you're like, I don't know anything about that.
I don't know how you can print. You don't need to print to do the news.
I can't get access to stuff. I'm just telling you. So we'll do our best.
Access to what?
My stuff.
What stuff?
Into my computer. I have no internet. I asked it out for the last hour I've been asking. So
no internet.
Oh, just take a break.
I don't buy this computer.
I am.
Oh, you have. Oh, wait. So hold on. We've been doing the show an hour. You haven't restarted yet?
I have been numerous times.
Numerous times?
Yes.
She restarted numerous times.
I didn't hear that window sound.
Right now.
Yeah.
This is the first time I'm seeing
it. She hasn't restarted.
I have internet. It's fine. I don't know what's wrong with her computer.
I'm on two different. Something's wrong.
We'll be right back on Rover's More to Glory. Hang on.
Perez Billington stopping by today. Mary live from Nashville, and more tickets for WWE Live. The Alan Cox Show starts live today at 2 on MMS.
Traffic.
From the Elk and Elk Traffic Center, Elk and Elk, if you are injured because of medical malpractice, call Elk and Elk at 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Overall, highways in pretty decent shape right now. Not seeing any major issues. Light volume approaching downtown on 71, 77, the Jennings. No issues 480 east and west between 271 and the airport. But watch out for a crash now reported in Streetsboro on the 480 east ramp to Frost Road. In the traffic center, I'm Doug Adams.
This report is sponsored by Conrad's Tire Express and Total Car Care.
Did you know that tires purchased from Conrad's include
100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio? Gen Z is into self-care.
But this show is more into self-harm.
Ow! It's not a cry for help.
Oh my God. It's just Rover's Morning Glory.
The Shizzy is coming up. Theater, she amazingly... was able to get onto the network. She had reset her password over the weekend. So once she logged in.
That was it?
And once she logged in, she was, everything worked.
I need a minute. Ooh, Jeffrey looks sourpuss.
Why are you so angry, Jeffrey? What's the matter?
What's wrong, honey?
Yeah, you're sitting in between two boobs.
Yes.
Charlie and Crystal.
I miss you guys.
No, I'm fine. I'm just, I'm fine.
He looks mad.
No, I'm not mad. It's just,
he's concerned about what you said early in the morning.
What's that?
Oh, that I have some info on him?
I think that's his concern.
Well, you want to just get this out of the way now? Would that get it off of your chest, off your shoulders?
It's comical that, you know, I try to stay out of trouble, not do anything weird while we're on a long break, and something like this just comes out of a clear blue sky.
Okay.
Has anything, this was prior to a break, by the way. I just became aware of it, but have there been, you want to delve into this now?
I do.
Let's. No one wants to hear my news.
Let's do it.
Let's get out in the open. We can move past it.
Jeffrey, have there been any 911 calls to your home? From your home, rather?
The last one was when they had to, for my wife. That was the last one.
For your wife? What happened with your wife?
That was the one where I thought she had a seizure or something like that.
Not that one.
They've only been there 2 months. How many 911 calls are there?
That was the only one.
So you've been there, what, 2 months, right?
More than that. I've been there since August.
Any other 911 calls from that home?
Not to my knowledge.
Not to your knowledge. You're unaware of
any
911 calls. Has there been any concerns that anyone has in that household? In your family, any concerns about the living situation that would prompt a 911 call?
No.
There's not really, not
it's a perfect house.
There hasn't been anything where somebody says, I'm concerned about something, let me call 911.
Not that, like I said, not that I know
of. So the bed bugs, not a worry. The bats,
that's been taken care of.
The bats, not a worry.
No bats.
There's
been no situation at all that, I don't know, maybe somebody in the, maybe one person in the family gets, you know, very,
worked up,
yes,
paranoid.
High strung, paranoid, yeah, worry warts.
Was calling 911 over?
There were no 911 calls.
Non-emergency number calls.
No, not, no, no, non, huh? You know what the, you know the hell I'm talking about.
Whoa.
So you are going on the record right now that there have been no 911 calls.
No. Not since the one that I had that with my wife.
Was there anything prior to your wife having a seizure? Any other 911 calls prior?
No.
That's been the only 911 call.
Yeah.
Has your wife expressed any concern to you? Forget 911. Has your wife expressed any concern to you about anything in that house, any living conditions, anything going on there that she feels that she's very stressed out about?
None.
None.
She loves it. It's perfect. A perfect house.
All of my information is fake news.
Robert, this does sound a little unbelievable to me because when's the last time you were at his old house?
The last time I was at his old house? Oh, geez. Years.
Things went downhill a little bit there. So I don't know what could be happening at the new house that would make you call 911.
Maybe there's something in this new house that they didn't have in the old house.
Oh.
Is there anything is this anything ringing a bell here?
No.
Nothing.
What could be new in the house?
Furniture? That rats at the old house.
Any potential dangers?
A gun?
A dog?
No, the dog went home with its original owners. The dog that we had at the house, he was just taking care of it, but eventually, before the break, the actual owners of the dog came and got the dog, and and that's
taken care. I don't even know what dog is he talking about.
There was a dog. Yeah, there was a dog. There's like a German Shepherd there.
All right, so they were just holding just caring for the dog, and the dog is not there any longer. It went
home to its original owners.
Were they afraid of the dog?
No, we took care of that dog. We took that dog for walks and everything. The dog is very friendly.
Oh, good.
Very friendly dog.
What could a house have that another house wouldn't have?
Do we all have one?
You're telling me that I mean, I can tell. Look at the look. He knows.
He's got a smirk.
He's totally lying.
He's like, oh, I thought I pulled it off.
He knows. He knows. So go ahead and just why don't you tell us?
Although I shouldn't, but my wife was freaking. Well,
there
was always the potential that, you know, guy's an Army vet. The guy we're staying with, he's an Army vet, so he had like a kind of like a rifle hanging like from his mantle and whatnot, you know, and everything like that.
Uh-huh.
My wife kind of freaked out about it. But what we learned was these were just BB guns, and there was no ammunition for them, and they were all broken. You couldn't use them. You couldn't even get parts for them. You couldn't even fix them.
How did you find out about these?
I got a call from the guy that comes over to my house, and he had my wife was free during his visit. My wife was freaking out. So he called the non-emergency police number. They came and
they inspected the guns.
You called 911 on your landlord for owning guns?
It wasn't a 911 call. It was a non-emergency call.
A BB gun hanging up on the mantle?
Oh, my wife didn't know they were just BB guns. She didn't know anything about them. Yeah, I told her that,
But why now? They had been there the whole time.
So they call the cops, whether it's... my info was that it was 911.
I can't believe
it wasn't. It wasn't.
And then they come and do like a ballistic check.
So what happens? The bomb squad comes. The ATF.
No, just one officer came in. He checked the guns out. They were disarmed. That is, they were they were in a state that you couldn't even fire them.
Where's the landlord?
While
this is happening, where's the landlord?
He was out on his job site working or whatever the case may be.
Why not just ask him? Hey, what are these guns? Instead of calling the cops on your guy, who's being nice enough to let you live in his attic.
I spoke to his son, and he helped take care of that whole situation. So it's all been
there is no situation.
How long ago did this happen?
About 2 weeks ago.
So
the timing is.
So you've been living there for months, since August. What prompted a 911 call just 2 weeks ago?
Like I said, it wasn't a 911 call. It was a dying emergency call. Let's get that straight, Rover.
It's debatable, but okay.
You know, whatever, dude.
So what prompted after all that time? Did he just put the gun up on the mantle?
No, they've been up.
Oh,
but see, I told my wife, you know, there's no ammunition in the house. There's no means you could fire.
How did you know that? Did you know there was any ammunition in the house? Why would you
tell
her that?
I didn't
see any. Okay, do you look through drawers and cabinets? Are you?
It's not my place to do that.
Okay, so how do you know there's no ammo?
I was just making an educated
guess.
Right. Yeah, so hypothesis.
Why? Okay, so you move there. You move in August. Tell me this gun display that's in the home. What does it look like? It's above the fireplace, or
what? It's just a BB rifle, or BB rifle just hanging from the mantle.
Okay. And it's been there the entire time.
Been there the entire time. I told Bailey, don't worry about it. You know, it's not loaded.
Okay, so hold on. So when was the first time Mary Elizabeth said something? Was it back in August?
He was there at the time. He was there, so you know he kept a pretty good eye on that. And I don't know why she started freaking out.
She must have mentioned it to you at some point, though.
I told her, well, just don't let the kids go down there. Don't let them near it. We did not know it was just a beat. We thought it was a real gun. But
I understand.
Are you going to let me finish her?
Well, no.
Okay. I'm trying to talk here.
Answer my questions. When was the first time she expressed concern to you about this gun?
I think it was about... It was probably after some time that we've been there.
All right,
I can't pin down that timeline.
Where is this gun? Is this in the living room?
In the living room, hanging from the mantle. Okay.
So she must have seen that within the first day or two that you guys moved in, correct?
No, we didn't see it the first day we moved in. It was probably sometime after.
So a gun hanging over the mantle. Okay,
hey,
When does she first see this thing?
I think we'll go down to the living room, we'll sit down there, we'll BS with him, you know, really nice guy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so you see it then, right?
So she sees it, and does she get freaked out at that
point? At that point, no, because he assured her that there was no ammunition in the house, that it's not where you could fire it.
Okay, so she says something to you and the landlord about this gun hanging over the mantle, correct?
Yeah, she just brings, she just says, hey, what, you know.
How does she say this? What does she say?
She just says, she just asks, like, you know, what kind of gun it is, you know, like, just curiosity about the gun itself, but we had no idea that it was just a BB gun.
So she asks about the gun. Does she express that she's afraid of it, that she's, has concern?
Not right away.
Okay. So the landlord says to her, don't worry about it. There's no ammunition in this house. That is just for show. That's what he tells her?
Yeah, that's what I gather.
Were you there when this conversation took place?
I was there, and we were downstairs together, and I was kind of asking about it myself, but as I've said before, I thought it was real, but it was just like one of those air pellet guns.
Did he say it wasn't real?
He didn't mention that.
Okay. So he never said?
He never said whether it was a real gun or just a BB gun.
Okay.
Does it look like a Red Ryder BB gun, or does it look like a AR-15? What does it look like?
It looks like just a standard single-shot, 22 single-shot rifle with a scope on it.
Oh, okay. A scope.
All right.
An airsoft?
I had no idea. At that point, I had no idea.
So would you say this is back in September, perhaps, that Mary Elizabeth had this conversation
We've had kind of like on-and-off discussions about it, and keep the kids out of that room just in case, you know.
What does she say to you in these multiple discussions that she had?
Kind of like put it out of our minds at that point because we rarely go down there unless he's down there. Or unless we're cooking, you know.
All right. So the landlord assures you nothing dangerous about this. No ammo in the house. Don't worry about it. And this is back in August or September that you have this conversation.
And then it just kind of dies down. And then one day one day at the about 2 weeks ago prior to vacation, I get a call from the guy that comes to our house for my wife and everything. She was starting to freak out and everything. He's the one that calls, makes a non-emergency call to the police. They come and just, you know, get the gun out of the house. And I spoke to the, Charlie, let me finish. Finish, dude. Then you can ask your dumb questions. Give me the same respect I give you guys.
Go ahead.
So then I spoke to the son. I spoke to one of his sisters, and I told her what the situation was. He said, it is what it is. And he got the guns from the police because they were all, like I said, they're all BB guns, and they're all.
Who came, got the gun from the police?
The son did. The son that I reached out to that I got was my first contact, and he says it's all good, it's all taken care of. The guns.
Why did Mary Elizabeth wait until the landlord isn't around, and then you have your counselor come over? Why does she wait until then?
I don't know why. Just don't. That's just one of her idiosyncrasies. It's like letting a common cold fester to the point she goes to the hospital.
And so, all right. So they take the gun out of the house.
Yeah.
They probably have the SWAT team come in.
Bomb squad.
That was no SWAT team. Bomb squad. SWAT
ranking like that.
You guys are inflating the whole very mild situation here.
No, that's pretty big to call the police and try to rat out your landlord for possibly owning a gun. Like, what was the call about? Because the guy. Even if it is a gun, he can have a gun in his house.
And you've seen the gun.
And you could just, so what is what?
And
is
you this? Brought it up to the landlord right. multiple times.
So what do you say? Like, what does the landlord, what just, is the guy, not you, sorry, what is the guy that calls on your behalf say? What is the reason for the call? They go,
Mary Elizabeth just started, I guess for some reason, she just completely started freaking out, you know?
Was she, worried about? Was she worried that one of the kids is going to get this gun, or what was she worried about?
Probably one of the kids getting the guns and mishandling it, and not because my kids don't know how to handle firearms.
Now, have you told your kids don't touch that?
I've told my kids on several occasions, but that didn't work because she freaked out.
Did she see one of the kids buy the gun?
Mm-mm.
They weren't caught.
I'd take it as a preventative measure. Mm-hmm. So apparently the guns are back in the family's hands in a gun safe. So that's good enough.
It's a BB gun. Whatever, dude.
It's a BB gun from a gun safe.
So the squirrels all over the state are safe now. Thank God.
Yeah.
Were you there when the police showed up?
No, I was still at work.
Oh, man, I'd love to see that. So how does your landlord feel? Because he's gone, right? He's like working. He's like out of town working.
Or is he back now?
No, he's not back yet.
So he's been out. Boy, this is very strange. Time. I mean, he's been gone for like 2 months now.
Yeah.
So all throughout Thanksgiving, he's out of town?
Yeah.
Where is he
in
at?
Jail?
He's in jail, he's locked for these guns.
He's locked up, right?
I have no idea. This is all I've been told.
He's at work. Every once in a while.
Yeah, whatever, dude.
No.
He's a BB gun awaiting
trial. He was in jail, probably got out of jail awaiting trial. Tell me he did. Was he there for Thanksgiving?
No, he said.
Well, I was at Charlie's house for Thanksgiving.
Okay, but this guy, your landlord, has been gone for like 2 months now. He doesn't come back for Thanksgiving or anything to be with his family. He just disappeared. He's gone.
Oh, he's working. That's all I know.
Through
but
Thanksgiving?
He never comes home?
Hey, I used to work during the holidays when I worked at the airport. What's the point?
Would you come home and sleep at night?
Yeah, where's he sleep? Yeah,
well, maybe not.
I don't know, Adushi.
Jeffrey, is this guy?
Does he come home to sleep?
Yeah, why?
When he is home, he sleeps on his couch.
No, when's the last time he's come home?
I can't remember because he hasn't been home.
For months.
Something weird is, I don't know where he is. He's got to be locked up or something, I would guess. I don't know. But imagine that you let this family come in and live with you, and now they're calling the cops, and the cops are coming into your home. They're rifling through your stuff, no pun intended. Josh in Kentucky, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's happening?
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Hey. First, I called a while back and I said there was more to that landlord story than what Jeffrey was telling us. I bet that guy's in jail.
He's got to be.
The reason I was calling.
Got to be, yeah. I agree with you. Something, I mean, he's not working a construction job in West Virginia like Jeffrey's claiming. Even if he was,
I don't think you'd be there 2 months straight. You'd come back, right? Wouldn't you come back, get your affairs in order, you know, see the family on Thanksgiving, something? Sure. It's anyhow. All right, go on, Josh.
So, Jeffrey, if your wife was in, I open carry everywhere I go. If I'm not concealing, I'm open carrying 90% of the time. If your wife is at the grocery store standing in line and I come up behind her in line waiting for her to get finished checking out and I was open carrying, would she freak out? Would she, like,
yeah,
mace me?
She probably would. You know why? Because she doesn't know what your intentions are with that gun.
But I'm lawfully.
That's understandable, Josh. But she'll still freak out. I'll sometimes if I'm somewhere, like if I'm at a if I'm at a flea market and I see a guy open carrying, which he is legal to do, I got no problem with that. I back off because like I don't want to be a victim of a stray bullet.
Exactly.
So your wife is just standing in line, and I just walk up behind her in line. She's gonna freak out.
She's gonna call the cops on you.
Yeah, 911.
Let the police sort this out. She's gone.
I don't know, Josh, but we have not had that type of experience. But if you're
you just called the cops on your landlord over a gun, a BB gun,
Josh is saying a different situation because he says he opens carries, and if he come up behind my wife and whatnot, I figure if my wife doesn't see the gun, I think she'll be okay.
When's the last time you've talked to this landlord on the phone?
I probably can't remember.
Did he die? Is he dead?
No.
So is he in jail? You have an idea whether he's in jail or not.
That's not my position.
So he's locked up. He's in jail.
I have no idea where he's at.
Yes, you do. Don't lie. He's in jail. What's he?
They're going to take over the house.
He's in jail.
That's not my position to say.
Jeffrey, I will find out. We know the guy's name. I can look it up. Public records. Inmates are public records. How long has he been in there for? What's going on?
Again, like I said, I just prefer not to.
Nobody knows his name, so just say yes.
Yes, we know. Anyone can look it up.
Just say yes or no. Like,
he's in jail. He can't get you.
I don't want the family getting angry with me for blabbing us on the air. That's why.
You just called 911 on the family.
What do you mean? Whatever,
dude. For a convict. You're not putting a guy that's in jail. He's going to get out, Jeffrey. I would be worried.
Where's my peace?
Oh, my God. Or is he going to be doing so long that Jeffrey's just going to own the house forever?
You ever see that movie, Cape Fear, the remake of it? And it's all tattooed, the Nero. Yeah. That's going to be your landlord coming out, right? How long's he doing? What's his stretch?
I don't know.
Come on.
Like I said, I don't know. Oh, I love the Scott Farkas laugh.
That's Cape Fear.
That's not Christmas Story.
I sound like Scott Farkas.
You thought it was a bully from Christmas Story?
He was thinking, you know, BB gun, you'll shoot your eye out.
Yeah.
Kid. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how long is he in for?
Is
this related to running somebody over with his car?
I have no idea.
Yes, you do.
No, because
you are such a liar.
I'm just telling you, this is how I feel. You know, why should I put somebody else's business on here like that?
I want to know who told you.
How about this? I want to know who gave you the information.
Oh, this was back channel. This was.
I still would like to know. You want to know stuff about me?
Jerry.
I want to know stuff about you.
Who's Jerry? The guy that gave us the info. You wanted it? We gave it to you, Jerry.
Yeah, right. I want to know who Jerry is.
Might have been the cop.
Jerry Springer?
Might have been the cop that came in, cleared that gun.
Mm.
Wow, I mean, really?
That's why you can't have a real gun. If he's a felon, you can't have a gun, so he had a BB gun. Is that the loophole?
I have no idea. You guys are experts. I'm looked at as the imbecile on the show, so what's the point? You guys know everything.
I wouldn't call 911 on a guy that's in jail. That does not seem like they'd turn out good.
I can't get this through the thick skull, so it was a non-emergency call.
Do you think that he's just in the clink right now, in his cell, just plotting against the LaRocque family?
Yeah, just counting
down the days. Get out of here.
Just writing JLR with rocks on the wall, yes.
With a shank?
Yes.
Just carving.
Is he going to be in for like a nickel?
Now think about it. If you're in jail, Charlie, what do you think the last thing you would want to happen at your house? What would the last thing you
want? Law enforcement entanglements.
I would not inside your home.
Yeah, you're sitting there like, okay, at least they didn't find this. Yeah. This is still, my nest egg is still sitting underneath this area. Whatever he's sitting on, the police come in, rummage through all the stuff. Oh my God, Jeffrey, what a mistake. I would get out of there. I would change my name.
He's in no hurry.
Yes. Jeez. Because he must be in there. He's doing a dime?
I have no idea what he's doing.
Jeffrey's hoping that this guy will get into some sort of prison skirmish.
Or maybe Jeffrey.
And get more time. So Jeffrey actually essentially takes over the home. He's now a squatter, doesn't have to pay rent. The guy's in prison.
Jeffrey puts out a prison hit on him.
Jeez. No, I don't know anything about that, Charlie. I'm not that cold-hearted like some people I know.
Okay, well, how long is he doing?
I have no idea.
So he is doing sometime.
Oh, you just blew it.
Wow.
Jeffrey.
So
he is doing
something. So it's for running the guy over with a car. Tell me his story.
Like I said, I have no idea.
You do. I'm sure it was all a big misunderstanding, but what happened? There was a guy and he tried to run him down.
I will reiterate, I don't know the exact circumstances.
Okay, but just...
It is related to that.
I don't know if it is related to that or not.
What were the circumstances?
Since you guys aren't going to let me talk, forget about it.
Well, give me the circumstances of him running somebody over with his car. Just generally, I know you don't know all the details, but what were the allegations?
I'm not going to tell you something I don't know. That's just what I heard.
What'd you hear?
He's banned from Parma.
He's banned from the city? Jeez.
They should do that?
He's that bad.
It's like
he's such a nuisance.
It's like if you look at like a movie like in the old times where like it's like in the South, the deep South, and like a black guy comes in and they get angry and they're like, we're taking him out to the county limit.
We don't take kindly to your kind around here. And there's signs up of all over this guy and his Razor scooter.
Wow, Jeffrey.
Anyway, so what's he doing time for? What is it? Is it? So he did run somebody over with the car. That's what was said before, right?
Like I said, I'm done with this discussion. As far as I'm concerned.
Did you turn him in to get a reward?
No.
Okay.
Did this break his probation, having a firearm? Did Mary Elizabeth rat him out and send him to the clink for a probation violation?
The circumstances that I was told that he illegally had his ankle brace, taken off after whatever probation he was on, he completed. It didn't get into the system or properly, and he was out on a construction job. I think he got picked up, and it's trying to get that all sorted out.
So they haven't been able to sort this out in like 2 months.
Yeah, well, that's the justice system.
So it sounds like it's not sorted out. I mean, you'd think that if there was all a misunderstanding, you go, "Hey, I got my ankle bracelet off. I'm not on probation anymore, or I'm free to go." That wouldn't take 2 months to sort out, would it?
I've told you before, Robert, and I can't get this through. Get this through your bald head that I don't know what all the idiosyncrasies are. I'm sorry to say that, but if you're gonna make fun of me and call me names, I'm gonna do the same thing right back. It's a two-way street, son.
Okay, all right. got me there. So. Wow, that's really loud. Crystal typing in there. Let me go to Josh. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Hold on. Let me go to Tanya. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Tanya.
Morning.
Hey.
So I have to kind of agree with Jeffrey that the BB guns can look super, super real, like real guns. When my sister and I were like 4 or 5 years old, we were walking to school, and in somebody's yard, we found a gun. So we went and told the teachers and the principal, and we got to ride in the cop car and show them where it was. And it just ended up being a BB gun, but everybody was super proud of us. So
now, the key part of that story is when I was 4 or 5 years old.
Not 45 years old.
You can take a little special ride in the end. You can take a little special ride. Did your wife give you a sticker? Did your wife get a little deputy sticker?
It looks super real though, so I know that it could.
I agree.
Yeah, no, but it's also in, you're in somebody else's house. You just assume they legally own it. I'm not going to rat them out.
Right? I remember when I was like in junior high, I was so dumb. I had a BB gun and it looked just like a regular gun. And I thought like, oh, this is sweet. Like if I ever need to pull out a BB gun on somebody, I could do it. And they'd think that I, you know, I have a gun. I'm lucky. I mean, I never pulled it out on anyone, but I mean, that's how people get shot and killed, you know? So yes, they can look real. All right. So she called the cops. The cops come out. They call you at work. And what do they tell you? The cops are here now.
He just told me that they told me while I was at work, I took the phone call that he Mary was freaking out, and he called the non-emergency police number, and one cop came, and I then called the son, told him what happened, and they were able to get that part of it sorted out.
Mm-hmm. Was the son pissed?
I was disappointed, but he understood.
Rusty, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Rusty.
Hey, Rover, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on?
I had a good question for Jeffrey. Like, when he pays his rent, does he go to the jail and deposit the money in the guy's commissary or what?
Puts it on the books. Do you pay rent in packs of cigarettes and Oreos?
No.
I mean, this is something else, isn't it?
Wow.
So we've got a two-for-one. A, we got the story that the cops came out to Jeffrey's residence to confiscate a BB gun. Two, we finally got out of Jeffrey that this whole my landlord is working out of state on a job site. That's a ruse. That was all a concoction.
Oh, he's working. He's making license plates.
I've got to take a break. 866 Yo Rover is our number. 866-967-6837. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
If you missed any of the show, we got you covered with the Rover's Morning Glory podcast on our free iHeartRadio app.
Traffic.
From the Elk and Elk Traffic Center, Elk and Elk, if you are injured because of medical malpractice, call 1-800-UNCLE-HAL. Crash in the right two lanes, 90 east after MLK. ODOT on the scene here. Heavy traffic 77 north from East 30th approaching downtown, 90 east heavy across the Inner Belt Bridge. Also a crash to watch out for in Columbia Station on 82 at 252. If you see anything else, let us know. 216-986-8888. In the Traffic Center, I'm Doug Adams.
This report is sponsored by Fresh Time Market.
Get real fresh, real low prices at your local Fresh Time Market. This week, save on Haas avocados or Red Mac.
On your smart device with Rover's Morning Glory. Tell it to play 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio. Forgiveness, because he prefers student loan revenge. Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Someone sent me a text message, says, they said this was dated, something about, they gave me a date, something about a BB gun, but I think maybe they meant to put a picture or something in there. I'm not sure, but I don't think they did. Anyway, so you can send me an email if you want, rover@roverradio.com. Jeffrey, you did mention, you said guns. Was there more than one gun at this house?
No, it was the only one.
Only one gun. All right. And is your landlord actually in the clink?
Can't confirm it at this point, but that's what I've been told.
Okay. Do you have any idea when he gets out?
Charlie asked me about that during the commercial break. I would think probably by the end of December.
Why do you think that?
That's just what I've been told.
Okay. All right. So you have been told that. Jeffrey's wife called the police because there was a BB gun in the house.
No, it was the person that came to the house that did that.
No, she told him.
Yeah, she told him. He called the police. There you go.
It's a hell of a first time back to the house. He hasn't seen her in months, and then he calls the police.
Yeah, what, so this guy is coming?
He comes, the only reason why he was gone the last 2 weeks is in 1 week his wife had passed away.
This was the counselor.
Right, and then a week later he learned that he got like a double whammy and his father passed away.
Oh, my God, what terrible luck.
Yeah.
So what did you do? What did you say to this guy? Did you get him?
I genuinely felt bad because my dad's up there in age too, and you know there's always that possibility.
Bringing it back around to him.
Oh sure.
Yeah. This guy's dead, but I was just thinking about my dad.
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime I hear somebody that I know of that passed away, I think of my own mortality.
It's depressing.
Bringing it back to him. Yeah. No, I'm just bringing it back. I'm just saying it's just everybody should think about their own mortality.
So you think the counselor came over and said, hey, do you have any worries, any concerns? And then she brought up the gun? Is that how it first came up?
That's, I don't know. That was the day when it happened. I'm just going by the phone call that I got.
Let's see here. There's a couple of things I want to mention here. The 2023 Rover's Morning Glory hoodie, we sold out of the pajama pants right away. Everything is going to ship, by the way, in about the next week or so, roughly. Any orders that you placed at roverradio.com for the 2023 merch. The hoodie is sold out of all sizes except for small, medium, and large. You can still get those. I don't know how many are available in each size, but you better get it right away because all the other sizes above that have sold out. So the only things remaining, small, medium, and large hoodies. The ship date is December 9th for all orders. So your order will ship out by December 9th. You'll have it in time for the holidays, so grab that at roverradio.com while you can. Let's see. We were out on vacation for Thanksgiving. We are off for a week. JD, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, JD.
Morning, Rover. CLR.
Arbe, what's happening?
So, Charlie, you had JLR over to your house for Thanksgiving. How'd that go?
All right, so Charlie was going to smoke some turkey, I think.
25-pound bird.
Uh-huh. I thought you were just smoking a breast.
Things changed, yeah, and I ended up with a 25-pound turkey.
You went for a whole turkey?
Whole turkey, yeah.
Interesting, all right.
Never tried it before. We spatchcocked it, which means...
You had practiced all this time on this turkey breasts, boneless turkey breasts.
Krista won, my girlfriend, won a turkey through, like, an Instagram raffle or something, and it was a huge... massive turkey.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, well, we should just do this Thanksgiving. So we just changed it up 2 days before. We said, better do this big turkey. This is a really this is $150 turkey.
Oh my God. All right.
Why so expensive?
I don't know. I think it's fresh, $150, fresh killed, never frozen, pre-brined, everything. And I was like, well, this is the most expensive turkey I'll ever have in my life. Oh. So,
were you nervous, though, that you had practiced for the turkey breast and not a full turkey?
Oh, yeah. Oh, big time. Because I'd never done that before. Uh-huh. And then turned out pretty good, actually. I mean, other than, like, I had to spatchcock it, which is you take a knife, you have to cut out the back spinal cord, and you have to spread it out and smash and break its bones. Other than that, worked up.
Now, what is that? Just to flatten it out?
Just to flatten it out, yeah.
Okay.
Just it cooks more evenly if you do it that way. So that did. And then I had forgotten completely on last Friday's show, whenever we were live, that we had invited Jeffrey to the house. Like, I totally forgot that you guys suggested I have Jeffrey over, if I remember correctly.
Yes, we volunteered you, yes.
I didn't think it was.
And I've invited him to many things before, and he always just says no. So I was like, okay. And then I invited him to Thanksgiving. He calls me 2 days before and thinks, well, maybe 4 days before. He just says, hey, we're going to make it. And I was like, hell yeah, sweet. So he showed up with the whole family. Well, and it was the meeting of my family and Jeffrey's family. I've been waiting to see what this would be like. And it was actually fantastic. Jeffrey showed up. Well, first my parents were like, call a roke. Call him. I wanted to get Jeffrey over here.
They couldn't wait for him just to show up on his own.
Oh, sorry. I didn't tell them that Jeffrey was coming.
Oh,
this is a surprise for them. Yeah. So then they're actually asking, hey, what do you think Jeffrey's doing? I'm like, he'll be here any second. And then Jeffrey didn't show up for like, I said 4. He shows up like 4:45. I was like, this guy's screwing me right now. He's not going to show up. He shows up, though, brings a bottle of wine.
Oh, wow.
Dessert.
That's nice. Oh, my
God. What's dessert? Wow.
Not just like cookies or something?
That's great.
Cookies and cupcakes.
Yeah. Wow. That's very nice.
And actually, I would say...
Like a regular person.
Actually, everybody was great. And it really was a wonderful time. My Uncle Mike and Jeffrey going off about JFK assassination facts, just going back and forth about, you know, today is when Jack Ruby killed Oswald. And then Jeffrey goes, but did you know 2 days before that, he was using this kind of gun and he shot off 3 rounds with a single bolt action thing. And then Jeffrey gets that date wrong, but my uncle's able to call him on that. And they're going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And it was a meeting of
the
minds.
It was a fun conversation, though, nonetheless.
So they were going off. My brother taught Tomas to play the ukulele.
Oh, that's cool.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, so they're the really loud ukulele playing.
That sounds just like really a lot loud. Of fun, yeah.
It was actually good.
Oh, we were watching the one football game?
Oh, watching a football
game. Which one?
That one.
I think it was Dallas and Buffalo. Mm. I'm not sure which game it was. It was Dallas and...
It was the Cowboys. I don't know the other team.
Yeah, Dallas. I don't know who the other team was.
Yeah, the Jets?
I think it was, yeah.
No, it was the Giants.
I wasn't paying attention to that. And it was, I'd say Jeffrey's family, 1,000 times more normal than my family. They were great. I was concerned because one time, Rover, you had Jeffrey's kid over and he went through your house.
Immediately. Just like I opened the front door and they just run right up the steps and go upstairs into the master bedroom and start rifling through things.
So I was like, well, how do I stop that? So I have like old doors that take like a skeleton key, but you know, I don't have a skeleton key. So then I acquired a skeleton key. And it turns out those are all different. I thought it was just one key for every door, which is, I guess, stupid on my part. And I acquired a bunch of skeleton keys to try to lock the doors in my house because I don't want... Remember what he found in your room?
Crusty Kleenex.
Jail Kleenex.
Oh,
jail
on the
rags.
Floor.
They were like hard sheets.
Yes, okay.
I didn't want that same. I don't want the same thing.
You don't want him going through Chris's dildo drawer?
Exactly. He comes down. He's holding 50 of them. Yeah. He's like, oh, what are these? So I tried to lock the doors. I couldn't get them locked because I'd never locked them before. So I just had to make sure, you know, everybody's watching when Tomas runs off, make sure somebody's following him before he gets in one of these rooms. But he actually really didn't. They were great. Mary was great.
They didn't call the cops on your family or anything?
No, I was worried, like, what if somebody chokes on a chicken or a turkey bone or something?
911.
And then, yeah, they're going to sue me or something, or my dog bites somebody. But everybody was great.
Did they all eat turkey? So some people are vegetarian.
Well, Valerie didn't come. Valerie was at her boyfriend's house. I think Mary Elizabeth ate turkey, did she?
Yeah, she had some turkey.
Wow.
I had a little of everything. Tomas, you know, had a little of everything. I mean, the food was awesome. I mean, Charlie's a really good cook.
I thought Elizabeth doesn't eat meat.
She'll sometimes eat meat, but not all the time.
All right.
Tomas downed 9 Dr. Peppers.
Oh, man.
Charlie knew that Tomas here is a Dr. Pepper freak.
Wow.
Here's the thing. His brother Tom was, like, completely passed out of the corner. Like, there's a chair at the bottom of the stairwell. His brother Tom was completely passed out, and Charlie came up with the idea. Let's try to wake him up. Uh-huh. He tried to wake him up because he was so passed out. So he had my son play the ukulele right into his ear, and I thought this was kind of funny. Uh-huh. And Charlie, I think, videotaped it.
Well, so they played the ukulele right in my brother's ear, but he was out.
He was out like a light.
Was he passed out from drinking that day or the night before?
We did this late. It was like it was like at 7 or something when he fell asleep. From turkey. I think it was mostly turkey-related. We were all kicking back some cold ones. But
does anyone tell Tomas, like, maybe cool it with the Dr. Pepper? Or
didn't notice. I had no idea until everybody left. Because we bought a 12-pack.
Okay.
We bought a 12-pack of Dr. Pepper just in case nobody's drinking. And Jeffrey requested raspberry-flavored water.
Okay. That was my wife.
Yeah. So. Okay. And I asked him, I said, anything specific your family wants that, you know, if you're looking for a specific dish that I might not have or whatever. And then I know she doesn't drink, so I said, what do you want? And he goes, raspberry flavored water. So I got some raspberry LaCroix and 12 pack of Dr. Pepper. And then when they left,
there were 3 remaining.
No, there's no Dr. Pepper. And we had to do a bunch of math. We're like, well, who drank a Dr. Pepper? And we did the math, and turns out my Uncle Mike drank 2, Krista had 1. and the nine were Dodge.
I didn't notice he was
They were little cans, too. Yeah.
There were smaller cans, but they were still, that's nine Dr. Pepper. Whatever, they're great. I bought them for them, so everything was actually fine. The only thing that happened was I thought there was some tension with my Uncle Mike and my brother, because my brother, so we're all sitting there watching the football game. My uncle's sitting there, and he's sitting right next to Tomash. My uncle leaves, and my brother goes over to by Tomash, and he's showing him how to play the ukulele, how to hit some chords, you know, some riffs. And then Tomash is now doing it. He's learning. You know, this is a bonding moment. Somebody is actually paying attention to this kid, teaching him how to play music. My Uncle Mike comes in back. He now sees that my brother has taken over his previous seat. Now, do you let it go?
No, you gotta say something. That's your seat.
That's your seat. But do you let it go because of this moment that's a good moment?
I'm guessing the answer is no if you're Uncle Mike. And you say, get up, get out of my seat.
Get up, get out. And my brother's like, I'm teaching this kid how to play. Get out. And then he actually grabs my brother.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, no, it's going down here. So, yeah, my family was way more, it turned out it was fine, but my family was actually.
No one went to blows?
I thought it was, I thought we were getting close.
Yeah.
But, no, everything was fine. Yeah. It was a wonderful time.
Douchey, did you do anything for Thanksgiving?
I did not.
No?
So, before break, we had talked about my mother, who is turning 84, I believe, in January. And she has a car that has, it's all banged up, two car accidents. She says it was not her fault. And she told me she was going to rent a car, remember?
And drive, and you drive said here. No,
and I said,
you
no, wouldn't, I want
you wouldn't go
to do
get her,
it.
Yes. We all said what a terrible daughter you are, yes.
Yeah, so I hadn't. So then I didn't talk to her. And then the week we were on vacation, I finally was like, oh, I got to call her. So I called her, and she said, we have nothing to talk about. That ship has sailed. I'm not coming to see you. We don't ever have conversations when I'm at your house. You don't talk to me. And she just kept going on and on and on. And then finally I had had enough. And I said, Mom, look, every time we talk or when you say anything to me, it's always you put me down. You make me feel bad. All you do is say you're disappointed because I've never married. Like, everything in my life is a disappointment because I don't have a boyfriend. And what makes you think I want to talk when you just put me down? So I stopped talking. I never do that.
Oh, this is just like Douchey.
Yeah,
this is they're exactly the same person because Douchey will do that. Will do exactly that to somebody, and she
doesn't see it.
Right, and she'll egg them on, or she'll be rude to them, and then they react, and she's like, "What? What did I do?"
Right. So we hang up. She's like, "Of course." She's like, "I'm not feeling good lately," and so then you're like, "Okay, what's wrong?" Like, whatever.
And then you decide to get sick.
So I had been sick. I mean, I was sick all week.
Oh, interesting.
So then on Thursday, she doesn't call me. I finally call her. I don't talk to her. Leave her a message. She never calls me back. So I didn't talk to her on Thanksgiving. Friday, she finally calls me. And I said, oh, I'm out Black Friday shopping. I'll call you back. And then at the end, she goes, oh, by the way, I saw on the website that you haven't had sex in 12 years. And I go, you got to go. I hung up on her. And that was the last time I talked to her.
Jeez. And now when Douchey's mom croaks, we have to go through the whole.
I'm good.
Oh, she's the best mom.
Yes, it's going to be a pity party,
no
isn't
pity
it?
Party.
Oh, she's such a liar.
Ass.
Wow.
No. So okay. I didn't do anything because I wasn't feeling well.
I've got to take a break. We will be right back. Our number is 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
The Rover Rewind. All the amazing, horrible, crazy things you might have missed this week on the show Saturday morning from 8 to 10 on MMS.
Traffic.
From the Elk and Elk Traffic Center, Elk and Elk, if you're injured because of medical malpractice, call Elk and Elk, 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Crash on 90 East before Eddy Road in the right two lanes. Your stop and go back to MLK. It looks like that's being cleared up right now. Also, an accident to watch out for in Columbia Station on 82 at 252. One in Summit County, 77 North at 224. In the right shoulder, stop and go back to Arlington. In the Traffic Center, I'm Doug Adams.
This report is sponsored by Ohio Laborers and Ohio Lesset. Ohio Laborers, Lesset, and Panera Bread will like to congratulate Member of the Week, Derek Streifeller.
Labor is MMS.
shout out to everyone who didn't like us in high school. And now that we're on the biggest morning show in town, they still don't like us. Way to be consistent. This is Rover's Morning Glory.
Well, the shizzy is coming up. But Dougie's too busy talking to people out there. And,
what's wrong?
What's she doing out there,
well, the Dita? PD just showed up.
Oh.
Cream pie Carl. So she's got, oh, how's your Thanksgiving? Mine was great. I missed you.
The nicest email. This guy is so nice.
Well, he's an eager beaver.
He is. EB, man. He loves us. And it's just all going to come to an end at some point.
Yeah, once he gets to know you.
Oh, he loves me. I'm nice. But he's, oh,
how soon until he discovers Doogie, the real Doogie, oh, and he avoids
couple
her?
Couple months. Few months. Yeah. He has to have any real interaction with her. How about you just get back and...
She's what? Out there. She's just here. Out there. Just, I'm back. Oh, your music's still playing. I am ready, man.
Are you ready for the shizzy?
Yeah, I got it.
Here we go.
Here's the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory. So we have to find out what you guys did for Thanksgiving. And did you go Black Friday shopping? I had mentioned before the break, I did go Black Friday shopping. I went, it seems to be like a ritual every year. We go out to this outdoor mall and we grabbed some good stuff. There were lots of deals.
Now, just to clarify, somebody pointed this out in a text message. So you were too sick to have your mother visit on Thanksgiving.
Not the case at all.
But you were well enough to go out the following day to do Black Friday.
Walking everywhere.
Outside in the cold.
It was the first time I had left my house.
Okay. All right.
And I had also volunteered to go pick my mother up in Toledo. Have somebody drop her off.
That's halfway.
No, it's like she's only like 40 minutes away from Toledo. So a family member was going to drop her off to me.
So you couldn't drive the extra 40 minutes to pick her up at her house.
But she had a ride.
You had to get somebody that...
She had a ride to come.
All right.
Okay. Anyway, did you guys do any Black Friday shopping? Nobody did?
I didn't. I don't need anything. I just...
Nothing, Peter?
No.
Nobody, usually you get up, don't you? Sometimes get up through the years past?
Oh, Dieter used to be a Black Friday guy.
Like go to the store for like TVs?
Yeah, at midnight, like Thursday at midnight, you'd go for the deals. I got a recliner 1 year, but now it's just, you can buy it online.
Yeah.
So
Black Friday online sales topped $9 billion, which was a new record. It did really, really well. Yeah. And that shopping is going to continue because today is Cyber Monday. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for things, it actually was starting last night. I saw a lot of things that were coming up on sales. I was getting a lot of texts from different stores that said, hey, happening right now. So you'll definitely want to check out and shop today. A survey found that consumers will spend $500 on average during the week of Black Friday and Cyber Monday, mm-hmm. which is up 12% from 2021. So there is a woman in Florida, and her name is Amanda Ramirez. She is suing Kraft. That's the makers of Velveeta's microwavable shells and cheese cups.
Mac and cheese.
Yeah. She says they lie about how long the mac and cheese takes to prepare. Amanda claims that she bought the product several times over the past couple months, and she paid a premium price of $11 for packs of eight because the box says that the cups are ready in 3.5 minutes, damn it. Mm-hmm. You said 3.5 minutes, but she says that's not true, and they know it. There's a four-step set of instructions printed on the box. The microwaving alone takes 3.5 minutes, and that's apparently what Kraft was referring to, but Amanda argues the box implies that the whole process takes that long.
Oh, how long does it really take?
Well, you got to remove the lid, Dieter.
4.5 minutes, probably.
How long is it?
So the lawsuit doesn't say how long it took her to fully complete all the steps. Amanda's lawyers have filed a class action lawsuit asking for more than $5 million in damages.
I mean, the time in the microwave, 3.5 minutes.
Who is this? Is this Jeffrey's attorney?
Oh, they'll sue anybody.
Yeah.
When Queen Elizabeth passed away in September, people sent more than 1,000 stuffed animals, mostly the Paddington Bears, and they sent them to Buckingham Palace as a gesture of their appreciation. and that was for her service and sense of humor. Now those
how many bears? Just 1,000?
More than 1,000.
Oh, that's it? Out of the millions of people that live there? I mean, you look on the news, there's only 1,000 total? Okay, all right.
Well, now those toys will be donated to children's charity. The toys were clean, and many have been distributed to preschoolers, with many of the bears featuring a tag pinned to their jackets that reads, "Please look after this bear," signed by the Queen Consort. The other thing that we found out about the Queen was that she died of, at first we thought it was old age, now we know she died of bone cancer. Did you hear that?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, that came out while we were on break as well. So, excuse me, I haven't talked this much since I have been back. Tomorrow, the United States must win against Iran to advance in World Cup play.
Oh, yeah. Did you watch that last one?
Yeah.
United States versus England?
0-0 tie.
Talk about boring. Yeah. The Bucks-Browns game was boring. That was a boring game, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah. They get so close. It's just like they can't get it in, either team.
Yeah, well, the USA wasn't expected to win. That's actually that was a good result for them. But they have to beat Iran tomorrow. Otherwise, they are eliminated from the World Cup.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, 20 million Americans watched that game.
Yeah, was it that on Friday?
Yeah, what a bore.
It was.
0-0. And you have the audacity to say Browns games were boring? Like, what a boring game.
That was an exciting game.
Compared to 0-0, that's not good at all. So, big yawn. But 20 million people tuned in to watch that game. Speaking of football, tonight, Monday Night Football, 8:15 Eastern on ESPN, you have the Colts hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers. Apparently, a few United States senators consider themselves to be Taylor Swift fans because they've asked for hearings into Ticketmaster's fiasco handling the presale for Taylor Swift's tour. Before we left, there was just one senator. Now we have multiple senators. A subcommittee is focusing on consumer rights and antitrust issues. They're going to invite Ticketmaster executives to answer questions at a public hearing.
I have a question. How is it when you go to buy a concert ticket, the ticket costs $50 and the fees are $25 on top of that? How is that possible? That's what they need to ask.
I'm sure they will.
Convenience fee. Well, there's no other way to get this ticket. There's nothing convenient about it. Yeah. It's one way to get it.
Yeah. Did you, by any chance, watch any movies over break? Anything that... Did you go to the movies?
No. I probably watched some documentaries or something over the... I watched the Ghislaine Maxwell one on Netflix. That sucks.
Was that bad?
Yeah, boring. Don't watch that. It sucks. I another Epstein one was better. This I wasn't too impressed with. But
Carly, did you go to the movies or watch anything?
Oh, turn on your microphone, Charlie. Jeez.
Sorry. No, what did I watch? I watched some submarine murder documentary.
Oh, yeah.
That's what Netflix puts out now. That's all they put out. It must be easy for them to make or something.
It's cheap, I think.
Because that's all they do is every time I open it, there's some FIFA one I want to watch. I have no interest in soccer.
Oh, no. You don't want to watch that FIFA one.
There's another one I want to watch. I watched the Killer Sally one.
Yeah, was that good?
No.
The bodybuilding?
No.
No?
No, it wasn't good. No, I was expecting... they say it right in the beginning, but this lady shoots her husband. They're bodybuilding couple. That's it.
I watched
three parts. What's that?
I watched the one on HBO Max about the guy in what is it, South Carolina or whatever, the Murdoch.
Oh yeah,
thing.
What's that?
Yeah, that was okay.
That one was pretty good.
But you knew a lot of that stuff, like 95%.
I forgot it all, and it's kind of I don't remember one of. No, I don't. Maybe I didn't pay enough attention, but when they talked about the neighbor kid that was run over in the street, or his body was found in the street. I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, the gay kid. Remember that?
Yeah, they think they were involved somebody because it was like on the same street as where their house was.
Yeah, I remember the maid fell down the stairs or whatever. That's one I remember, but I don't remember that kid that was just found in the street.
Yeah,
that was pretty good. Yeah, I didn't watch anything.
You know what movie I watched?
What?
Like 100 years too late.
Go ahead. What do we have?
Elf.
So I did watch that, but
saw it for the first time.
I saw this Broadway show and it was fantastic. Although I didn't get a lot of the jokes, I still laugh, but I didn't get it.
The Producers,
Mean Girls. The Broadway show was so good. And then I just saw the movie.
Oh,
which yeah. The movie was fantastic.
What year did that come out?
I know, right?
2008?
So now I want to see the Broadway
even
show
before
again.
That. It was before 2008, wasn't it?
I mean, daughter's seen it 5 times.
2004.
Oh, my God.
It was a really good movie.
Anybody watch that new Christmas Story movie?
No.
Remember, Rover, you're like, oh, are they just remaking movies and they're going to suck? Like, Coming to America, they made a second one, it sucked.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw it.
What'd you think?
I thought it was pretty good. It kind of dragged on a little bit, yeah, but you get think? The story. But my friend Amanda invited me, the wife, and the kids over to her house to watch the movie. So we watched it with her family. And yeah, it's a lot of, but you know what? It was a lot of nostalgia in a way because you see Ralphie as an adult with his own family trying to do the same thing his father did. And I just thought it was, it kind of
dragged out.
Where
did it take place? Because the original one took place
in 1947. This one takes place in 1973.
Okay.
47 it takes place?
No, the
original.
Really? Wow.
Has your family seen the first one? A Christmas Story?
Yeah, we have the DVD at home.
Okay.
All right. What's the back cover say?
Oh, no.
I don't care. So what'd you think of it?
It was nothing compared to the first one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they just made it. It was, a money grab, just a remake. One, yes.
Yeah, that's how they all are.
Yeah.
They're remaking something else I just saw. What was it? One of the streaming services. Like, oh my God, you're doing a whole series on this that's already been done?
What, Frasier?
Oh, I don't know.
The rebooting.
Well, kind of. Yeah.
We're also rebooting Night Court. The thing is, this time instead of, because Harry Anderson's passed on, the character's daughter is now taking over, but you're going to have some of the... And then John LaRocquette is coming back this time as a defense.
John
as a
public LaRocque?
John LaRocquette is how you say it. He's coming back as a public defender instead of a prosecutor this time around.
That's a very small LaRocque.
Yeah.
A LaRocquette.
Yeah, that's how you say his name.
Either that or a dancer on Broadway, right?
No, that's...
Those high kicks?
He's the guy that plays Dan Fielding.
I would love to go see the Roquettes.
F you.
Jeffrey's whole family doing high kicks. Okay, go on.
For box office numbers, in fifth place, a movie that I would like to go see, The Menu. That looks really, really good.
The Menu?
Yeah, that's
what is
with
that?
A bunch of different celebrities are in it.
A Menu?
Yeah.
Never heard of that.
Yeah.
I saw a bunch of commercials
for it. Yeah, that only made $5 million. Devotion was in fourth place with $6 million. Third place was Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery with $9.4 million. Strange World, which is a Disney movie, opened in second with $11.9 million. And then the number one movie again is Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, with about $46 million. So it's still doing a lot of ticket sales. There you go. That's the Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Naked, freezing, alone. Somewhere out there is an RMG fan. Your help. Show them you care. And give the gift of the brand spanking new Rover's Morning Glory merch.
Oh, yeah! New RMG merch!
With the 2023 RMG hoodie and a pair of RMG pajama pants. You can make it so nobody has to go without that Rover merch hotness. New RMG merch! Available now at RoverRadio.com.
Those pajama pants are long sold out. Those sold out in less than 24 hours. The hoodies have small, medium, and large available. That's the only sizes. XL through 4XL are all sold out. So grab the small, medium, and large while you can. I predict that those will be gone pretty... I don't think there's a whole lot of those. I don't know. But... That's all that remains, and everything will ship in about a week, December 9th, everything will ship by. So head to RoverRadio.com and grab that. Guitar Guy and Lori both say A New Christmas Story was great,
Peter.
They say it's great.
Ask them what parts. Like, the first one had so many good parts to shoot your eye out.
Yeah.
You know, putting the soap in the mouth. This one was just, a throwback to the first one. It made you want to watch the first one, but there was really no good parts. And the father, you know, spoiler alert, wasn't in it because the actor passed away. Uh-huh. I think the father was great for Ed Gilley in the first one. He's not even in the second one.
Well, it's kind of hard when he's dead.
I know.
Yeah.
You could CGI his face or something. The brother, Randy, wasn't in it. You know, I don't
know. Ian Petrell was in the sequel.
Did you see that?
As an adult.
How much was
not very much, but still.
Why not?
He's still.
Why was he in?
Ask the scriptwriters that question.
Why was he in India?
He was, I guess, a successful businessman or something. He was pretty successful as a businessman in India. Who knows?
Did you see, so A Christmas Story, that movie, I don't know, what year did this
come out? Like 83?
All right.
Roughly.
So they have the home where it was filmed here locally, and they had, I guess, one of the actors that was a little kid in the movie is some sort of scam artist, apparently, or trying to raise money to, like, claim he wants to buy this A Christmas Story house.
Isn't it the bully's friend, Grover, or... what's his name? You know, not Scott Farkas, but the friend.
Scott Farkas?
Scott Farkas was played by Zach Ward.
Yeah, Grover, anyhow, yeah.
So this guy, I guess, was on the front steps of that home, and the owner of the home, who's turned this into like a little shrine museum / tourist attraction, comes over and starts cussing the guy out and kicks him off the property. Have you seen that video yet? Yeah.
The actor's name is Yano Anaya. He was the one that was out front of the house.
Oh, yeah.
And the owner, Brian Jones, freaked out on him.
What was it over?
Because I guess the owner of the house is claiming that this guy is trying to scam money out of people.
So he's really not going to try to buy the house?
This is just what I read online. I'm surprised you haven't seen it.
No, I didn't see that.
I'd play you the video, but there's probably, there's a lot of cursing.
I'll work on getting it.
It would take a long time to bleep it all out.
He didn't want fans to be misled into contributing to a GoFundMe campaign that Yano's group started to buy the house because it's not going to work. He says, I have no association with any campaign. I'm not selling the house through GoFundMe, so fans should not contribute to that fundraiser under false pretenses. So only qualified buyers allowed.
Crystal, has Jeffrey inquired about motorboating those puppies yet? Has he tried to make a move in there or what?
Not yet.
No?
She can't hear.
Yeah.
Oh, she can't hear?
Well, because if we have the mics on, we only have two headphones in here.
Ah.
I love this setup, though. Three across right here. It's really good. Table.
It's close.
Really hot. Just
bumping knees.
Pull Jeffrey out and pop me in.
Jeffrey, you got to pull out, man.
You got it? It's a little tight there, Charlie.
Hold on. Oh. Hold on, Jeffrey. All right. You don't put that in your ear. All right, there you go. Oh. Can you hear?
They might get clean.
As Jeffrey tried to, hasn't inquired about motorboating those puppies yet. Oh my God. Oh my Lord.
He hasn't, but a listener did call and ask if he
could volunteered your boobs for Jeffrey to motorboat.
He was wondering if Jeffrey asked me.
Now, Crystal has worked here at the radio. She's been on the show before.
Yeah.
She's been in the studio. I can't recall for what exactly, but.
When Mattitude was crying.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yes. And I think you gave us, like, the backstory on that.
Yeah.
Has Jeffrey ever done anything inappropriate around you, or has he ever done anything strange?
No. One time, he would say hi to me in the hallway, mm-hmm. and I stopped him because he would just say, hey, hi, how are you? And I said, what's my name, Jeffrey? And he froze and just stared at me. And I said, it's Crystal. And he never forgot it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only thing. He's never actually had any kind of...
Hasn't said anything inappropriate? Hasn't done anything inappropriate?
No,
wow,
he's been a gentleman.
It's almost like a downer if you're a chick and Jeffrey hasn't sexually harassed you. You're like, what the hell's wrong with me?
I know, even I've been sexually harassed by you.
Yeah, wow. All right.
No, but the longer I sit here, you never know. You know, usually it's just in passing, so he doesn't have the opportunity long enough to get anything out.
Mm-hmm. Jeffrey can't hear, so he's just sitting there like a pump on a log. But they don't have a good setup there in the new fart box.
Well, why not have three headphone jacks?
Why not have headphones that you can actually hear on when the show is on?
Doesn't make sense.
I mean, it's a total disaster there. But Charlie, you're in charge of that now. However you want to get that worked out with Eager Beaver.
It just doesn't work. I don't know how many times I can say it. I can't hear you. I'm unplugging. You're getting a splitter now. Hold on.
Why wouldn't they put multiple jacks in?
It's ridiculous. Safe. People who have podcasts have better setups than we have here.
Hold on.
It's insane.
We also need a couple more studios, but that's fine. It's okay.
No, I brought this up since the first day we came here. I've been, how many times can you say it? When they were still engineers, they said, this is going to be a problem. Nobody wanted to listen, so now this is it. I don't know.
Oh, speaking of motorboating those puppies, I just noticed, like, I see Crystal here every day, and she has worn an especially low-cut top for answering phones here on the show today, she knowing knows. That she was going to be sitting next to Jeffrey. That was no accident.
Of course not. She never wears a shirt that low.
It's one of Jeffrey's favorite outfits, too. My God. Wow. Oh, I just noticed that. Well, I just looked on the screen there. I go, holy mackerel.
That's why his pants are so tight. Ew.
They're not that tight.
Is it working, Jeffrey? Is it moving?
No.
No? Okay.
Because one is that, Crystal is a coworker, and I'm not about to be sued for sexual harassment. Thank you very much. So
you haven't done anything inappropriate with any coworkers or anyone that's worked here?
No.
No.
Again, but Crystal did make sure that I remember her name, so... And we got to remember, there's like, you know, people, you know, rotate in and out, so it's hard for me to get to know everybody and whatnot. And
she's been here since
day one.
10 years, right?
Longer than you've been here.
11 years.
But remember, I haven't seen her because, you know, we're finally just getting back into the office and everything like that.
What?
You know?
She's here every day.
I know she's been here every day since we moved here. I'm talking about prior when we were in the other building.
You went to see her in the hallway every day.
If I see her in the hallway, I say hello to her.
She was working on one of the other morning shows. You never saw her?
Well, when she's working, I can't. I'm not gonna barge in and say hi to her. Are you nuts?
All right.
Are you crazy?
Okay, I've got to take a break. Our number is 866 Yo Rover. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning
Glory. Perez Bilton stopping by today. Mary live from Nashville, and more tickets for WWE Live. The Alan Cox Show starts live today at 2 on MMS.
Traffic.
From the Elk and Elk Traffic Center, Elk and Elk, if you're injured because of medical malpractice, call Elk and Elk, 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Highway's in pretty decent shape around the area. Some good news, the crash on the Interbelt 90 East at Carnegie taken out of the way. Still some heavy traffic on 77 North and 90 East approaching that accident spot. Slowing down 480 East from the Jennings over to Transportation. A crash in Columbia Station cleared up on 82 at 252. From the Traffic Center, I'm Doug Adams.
This report is sponsored by Classic Cadillac. It's Cadillac season's best sales event. Classic Cadillac and Manor is offering $1,000 per...
To play 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio.
Practice conscious breathing techniques under the supervision of a professional.
Not under the supervision of anyone from RMG.
They said they knew what they were doing, but I passed out and fell face first into a glass coffee table. Thanks a lot, Rover's Morning Glory.
Good morning.
What's happening?
So I was listening to you guys talk about the movies that you're watching over the weekend.
Yeah.
And I watched one on Netflix called The Watcher.
Okay.
And I binge watched it. I binge watched that thing for hours, and it was ridiculously stupid.
Oh, you didn't like it? I thought it was. I didn't watch it, but I thought people liked it.
I heard a lot of people told me to watch that.
Yeah.
The mystery series.
Yeah. Wasn't that based on a true story? I think. I'm not sure.
I didn't want to read too much into it in case I do watch it.
There was a case, and I guess this was based on it, I don't know, or inspired it, whatever. But there was a case, this couple bought a house, and they started getting these weird letters in the mailbox saying, I'm watching you, you're in my house, you son of a bitch, you know, all this stuff. And it freaked them out, and I think they eventually left, sold the house or whatever, and I don't think they ever figured out who was terrorizing them. But is that basically what this was about?
Yes, and my thing is this. I don't want to spoil alert anybody, but if you're going to spend that much money in security on cameras and stuff, why wouldn't you put a camera on your mailbox?
That is a great question. Why not?
How many people have one on their mailbox?
Were they putting it in the mailbox, or was it actually being delivered through the postal mail?
They were actually putting it in the mailbox.
Oh. Yeah, that would... If someone was putting something in your mailbox and it was...
terrifying to you, you would just put a camera out there, right? So you could catch the people putting it in your mailbox.
I guess.
What do you mean you guess?
Wouldn't you put it on the front of the house and aim it towards the mailbox? So most people's cameras capture the mailbox?
Or you'd put it somewhere. You'd pull out all the stops, Dieter. If someone was doing death threats to you and they were leaving it in your mailbox and this was going on for 6 months, wouldn't you figure out a way to get surveillance on your mailbox?
Yes.
Well, you guess.
I don't have a mailbox in front of my house.
You're slow. I get it, but it wouldn't cross your mind.
Oh. I have a mail story, if you're taking calls.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, no, I saw my brother-in-law at Thanksgiving, and he has a dog. He has one of those dogs that it, like, points. If it, like, sees a squirrel, it, like, points with his paw, and it puts his...
A pointer?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was an English... pointer. I don't know what the name is, but it was never taught that. It's just instinct. Anyway, he's got a dog. When the mailman comes, it goes absolutely crazy. Goes crazy like Cujo wants to attack the mailman. So the mail said, hey, we're not coming to your house anymore. You got to put a mailbox at the end of the street, at the end of your house if you want us to come anymore, because this dog is just terrifying to the mailman.
So is the dog, when the mailman comes up, where's the dog? Is it inside the house?
In the house, but sometimes you might be attached to a tree. You know, it has like a leash on a tree, but it just goes bonkers.
Yeah.
It was absolutely insane. So anyway, so he goes, fine, I want the mail to keep coming. So he puts the mailbox at the end of his driveway.
Yeah.
It used to be right in the house. So anyway, mailman's out sick one day. The substitute mail lady comes, and she had to get him to sign for something. So she comes to the house. She knocks. My brother-in-law steps out of the house to sign for this package. Dog's going absolutely crazy, bonkers, insane. But he stepped out. He closed the screen door, stepped out. I don't know what happened. The dog either broke through the door or actually with his handle actually was able to open the door. He runs out. This substitute male lady runs like hell because she knows this dog is not messing around. It's not just bark, no bite. She takes off.
She runs.
I think it's just instinct, you know, to run when a dog is coming at you.
Uh-huh.
And my brother-in-law's like, don't run, don't run. He just wants to smell you.
Don't run, but the dog's like growling and going nuts. Who would listen to that? Don't run.
That's just what he said. Anyway, dog just latches right on her ass. I mean, this takes a big wet bite out of her ass. This bites the hell out of her. Bites her leg.
Terrible.
My brother-in-law has to tackle a dog to the ground.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's one of the worst things to happen over.
What is the lady? She's like,
oh, my God. Call 911. Call 911.
Oh, no.
Anyway, now it's come to the point she says, I'm going to sue you. She is suing my brother-in-law with this dog bite.
Yeah. Well, what do you expect?
Is that part of the delivery? Mailman job is just...
No. To get bitten by dogs? By crazy dogs whose owners don't have control over them? Well, that's not part of the job.
He keeps it inside. Isn't that part of, I don't know what it's called.
Okay, if he kept it inside, the mailman wouldn't have, or the mail lady wouldn't have gotten bit, huh?
Well, it broke through. It either broke through the door.
Okay, so he did keep it inside.
But now they're saying, like my wife was saying and some friends were saying, that they automatically are going to put the dog down.
What?
And I go, is that true on the first bite case because it was so bad? And they kind of had a warning before. I'm like, I don't know if they're going to take the dog.
What was the warning that they had before?
Well, just that they said, they go, this dog is
a menace.
He's scary. You're right. So he goes, you have to build a mailbox at the end of the street. And then he did.
I
he
see
did build
saying.
It.
Yeah.
And now they put some kind of like warning sticker on his mailbox saying, you know, a dog sticker saying you can't, don't deliver here. He's not getting his mail anymore.
Yeah.
He has to get a P.O. box.
Oh my God.
He's in a lawsuit. And then now he's thinking they're just going to take the dog and put it down.
Well, why doesn't he have control over this dog? I mean, this obviously was a problem, right?
I guess.
What do you mean?
What are you supposed to do?
Sounds like they had already warned him, right?
My brother-in-law is a small dude.
So it sounds like it was a problem. He didn't take any action to correct the behavior of this dog.
He built the mailbox. He keeps the dog inside. So he didn't know it was going to break out. Busty actually used his paw to open the handle. He didn't know that the lady was going to run and then bite on her ass, and I don't know if she got stitches or what, but I just can't believe now the suing is bad. I think maybe they'll get dropped, hopefully. But if they actually
that's not going to get dropped. She's going to win that. What are you talking about?
Well, they sue the insurance companies.
Yeah, it's your homeowner's insurance is going to have to pay that, unless they say, you know, there could be an exclusion that the homeowner, you know, as your, did your brother-in-law inform his homeowner's insurance that he has a dog?
Sure. If he have to do that?
Oh, yeah, of course. Otherwise, it probably isn't covered. So
But isn't that a hazard of being a mailman? The hazards are you got to walk in the rain, the snow, the sleet, you know the saying. And the second is dogs. Dogs every day you got to deal with them. It's just hazard of the job.
No, it's a hazard, but it doesn't alleviate responsibility of your brother-in-law for controlling that dog. A dog got out, bit the poor lady. He's going to lose that. He's absolutely going to lose. The dog came out of the house.
And he has no money. What's he going to take? His house, his car? I mean, he has no money. He's not going to. What can they take?
Well, they would. I guess
wages.
Probably the homeowner's insurance will pay it. If they don't pay it, and then they'll drop your brother-in-law. If they don't pay it, then they would put a lien on his home or whatever they would do. I don't know how it all works exactly, but boy, you think he's just going to get off scot-free? They're not going to.
I think it'll be dropped. The lady will realize, okay, this guy doesn't have any money. It was an accident. The dog just came out.
No, he has insurance. They're going to go after that. They already know that he has insurance. There's no way that gets dropped. Not a chance. Not a chance in hell.
I just feel bad if they take the dog. Because I don't have an experience with a dog biting somebody.
What about you don't feel bad for the lady that got bit by the dog?
That's part of the job. And I don't even know.
It's not part of the job.
Maybe she opened the door. Like, oh, what a cute dog. I'm going to pet him. Maybe
right,
she opened
that sounds
it.
Like and it. The dog's going berserk.
Yeah.
Just going. She's like, oh, let me open the door. Let this maniac dog out.
I don't know. I'm just putting that out there. You know, in case anybody's listening, but I don't know. I mean, Charlie, didn't your dog bite somebody one time? Didn't he bite? Or that was just you he bit?
No,
oh,
I think.
Can't hear.
Yeah, I turned the mics. Okay. Yeah, I turned the mics off during the commercial break because.
Oh, yeah, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey will leave it on, and who knows what kind of weird stuff he's saying in there during the commercial breaks. So, anyhow, Charlie was attacked by his neighbor's dog.
Not attacked. I mean, he bit me.
Didn't take your finger off almost?
Crushed my bone and turned it to dust.
Okay.
A little 20-pound dog. I was never thought of suing at all. I never thought, because I went into his house because his dog was going so wild, but the door was open. We had a shared hallway and his door was open. So I just walked in. I said, hey, chill out, dog. And then I tried to pet him.
Oh. So you stuck your hand down there.
No, I was on his level. Uh-huh. I was on his level underside like this. And he actually chilled out. Uh-huh. And then I went over to pet him. Uh-huh. And then he went, grabbed it and just crushed my bone. But my dad once had his dog didn't attack the mailman. His dog ran out of the house, knocked over the mailman, and I think the mailman broke his leg or something.
Oh
my dad thought he was going to get sued, but luckily he didn't. But no, that's terrible. That's terrible, and that's I don't know if it's the hazard of the job, like it's not, but you're going to sue somebody?
Well, if you have medical,
sue the insurance, I guess. But if they don't have insurance, what are you going to do? You're going to kill somebody's
Here's
dog?
Here's someone who says, my friend's dog bit someone, and she got sued and had to file for bankruptcy because she couldn't afford it.
I mean, yeah, that sucks, but I don't kill the dog. The dogs, and dogs, for some reason, they hate mailmen. I know this is like
uniforms
a joke from cartoons or something, but it's true. If you could have the best trained dog, the mailman shows up, that dog goes wild. They hate mailmen for some reason.
Was it a stranger coming right to your house?
It's just something about him. Very unsettling to the dog. And my dog goes nuts when he sees the mailman. But luckily,
your dog bite the mailman if he got out?
I don't know.
Possibly?
Really? It's that?
He goes absolutely wild.
So I don't know how people have dogs like this that they have no idea what would happen if the dog got out.
Rover, they're protecting the house.
It's trained to do that, yes.
Yeah.
He's trained to.
So you've trained your dog to attack anyone that comes, really? Okay.
He's an attack dog.
Oh, now you've really opened yourself up to liability.
If you show up into my house, he will murder you. He'll eat your face off.
So if the dog gets out of the house.
No, on my property.
That's
trained.
Property. If the dog gets out of the house.
If you're on my property. Hey, Castle Doctrine.
Okay, so I'm sure you have beware of dog signs posted all over your home.
Yeah, I do.
First thing at the end of the driveway or what?
Right at the door. If you come to my door, there's a sign that says it.
Well, you sit on your property. So if you're on the front sidewalk.
You could try to spin this in some weird way where you're some weirdo that hates dogs now. I don't understand what you're doing.
I don't hate dogs. I just. No. I think that people should be. If you have a dog, you should. be in control of that dog. You can't have a maniac dog running around. I also don't want people showing up to my house willy-nilly.
Not willy-nilly. No, no. You show up to my house uninvited.
The mailman goes to your house every day.
Uninvited. I never told him to come. I actually would refuse him. I would love Kramer style getting rid of the mail. The mail is worthless to me. It's a worthless.
And it never stops either.
No, it really, none of it's interesting. It's all trash that shows up to my house. 100% garbage. I do not want, I wish I could get rid of my mailbox. And I just show up to a P.O. box once a month.
You know what I
grab
did?
It, throw it away.
During the break, I filed, a lot of times because I'm lazy and I'm a procrastinator, so I file all this stuff. I have a filing cabinet, and then I take, you know, for taxes and bank statements and credit card statements. I don't know what I'm doing with all this stuff, why I'm keeping all this crap, but I file it away. But I don't want to go into that filing cabinet every time and file stuff away, so I just put it in a big pile. And at the end of the year...
Oh, no, not that.
I file everything away.
Is it like the 3 feet high, those mail?
Yeah, it takes about 2 hours to go to file everything properly. And I go, what am I doing this for? Why am I doing this? In my mind, I'm going to get some weird thing, and the IRS or something is going to go... In 2014, you had some receipt. Where is it or something? You like know, and it's I've totally this, irrational.
Robert, I've thought this way. They'll never do it. Don't worry about it. I could actually replace my mailbox slot and just put a garbage can behind it, where as the mail comes in, it goes right in the trash.
Into a shredder.
You will never... Ever
you just have your dog shred the mail as it comes through the slot.
Yeah, because it's worthless. You're not getting anything important.
Well, what I did is I every time you log into like your credit card or your bank, they're always trying to automatically sign you up for e-statements. I don't want it. I want to get it in the mail because I'm afraid I'm going to miss a bill or something and not pay it on accident because I get so much email. Just a tremendous amount of email. And I was in front of this stack. I'm filing this. I go, forget it. I'm doing all everything now. So I switched it all over, and I don't know. That should cut down on my filing by like 60% or 70%. I think. Do you file stuff away? You seem like you'd be some sort of hoarder, Dieter.
Yeah, but I think doesn't only go back 3 years for your taxes.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, anyway, yeah, I keep some stuff like a medical bill for tax purposes. Otherwise, everything I just throw it out. Immediately, yeah. I go like Charlie's right. I get ads, get some all this crap. It's never stuff I keep. Credit cards. They want me to sign up for it. I rip it all up, throw it out.
And I don't think people trying to rip me off.
Yeah.
It's just people trying to rip me off. Every letter I get is somebody trying to take something from me in some sort of scam. If it's a coupon or somebody saying I'm late on something that's not even
true. How about the fake handwritten notes?
I fell for that.
Yes, all of it. All it is somebody trying to rip me off.
How do you fall for that?
You do it the first time you see it, you go, well, I also get some weird stuff. I don't know if you guys get this where it's just like somebody's... Really long letter, handwritten, truthfully handwritten, about Jesus. Oh. And that I'm a sinner.
Goes right in
and I'm going to hell. And I know that like some church out there is making these old ladies, they say you got to put out 100 letters a day or something.
The hell is that?
That's the the party out in the main.
Yeah, they're working.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, they're working out there.
Yeah.
We have to keep it. It's so hot in here. And we got three people.
Can you close that door?
And we got three. It's too hot.
There's like a sauna in there.
It's too hot. We can't. And there's odors.
Oh, is there?
We can't have the heat and the odors mixed together.
No, you have to Crystal know what she's in for. Close that door. Close her in there.
She can't.
Smoke her ass out.
I believe in...
You want her to stay. You don't want her out.
That's some sort of harassment. I don't even think you can legally do that, to have that smell be trapped in here.
How bad is it today?
It's actually not bad at all.
Uh-huh.
It can get much worse. Uh-huh. She's getting a great day, but...
Easing into it,
easing
basically?
Into it, yes. It can get way worse in here.
Well, anyhow, so what the hell? Oh, so your brother-in-law. Yeah, yes. He's going to be screwed. He's absolutely going to be screwed. How big is this dog?
It's hard to... I don't know. I mean, it's maybe 80, 90 pounds.
Oh, my. That's a big
dog.
Yeah,
when it stands up, I mean, he always tells it not to, but when I see it stands up, his paws go on my shoulder.
Oh, wow.
So he can stand up and be 5 feet tall, 6 feet tall. I mean, he's...
What do you mean he tells it not to?
Yeah, he's like, don't jump. Don't jump up. Stay down. Anytime he sees somebody...
And it just jumps up on you.
Yeah, he has these long-ass claws. Now,
This dog is out of control. This is a bad dog owner. This is totally irresponsible. What do you expect is going to happen when you have no control over the dog and you're just asking for something like this? I don't think people realize how common lawsuits like this are. And you're responsible for that. And he's absolutely going to be forced to pay up. Hopefully his homeowner's insurance will pay for it. But then even that's a hassle because then they drop you. And then you have to go get a different insurance company. And they go, oh, have you had any claims? Oh, you had a $200,000 dog bite? Forget it. So good luck.
I had a small dog, and he was aggressive towards the end of his life. He was a Papillon, 10 pounds. But people would come over, and they would say, oh, he's so cute. And I would tell him, do not touch him because he'll bite you.
He'll bite.
Do not touch him. And he looks so cute. Oh. And then sure enough, he'd growl and teeth would come out. I'm like, okay.
I got into bed last night and I watched 60 Minutes, which my YouTube TV just records it. So I watched 60 Minutes. It must have been on last night. And Anderson Cooper was in a cage with wolves.
Oh, that was sweet. Yeah, that was awesome.
And he's petting this wolf. And they're like, oh, yeah, you know, but it's still a wild animal. And right when they say that, this thing goes, like almost
scream?
Took off Anderson Cooper's. Yeah, you know how he is. Almost took off Anderson Cooper's hand, didn't it?
What do you expect? You're petting a wild wolf.
Yeah, but I think you're lulled into a sense of like, oh, well, these other people are doing it. And they're sitting in a wolf pen. And, you know, it must be okay. And the thing just immediately just turned and snapped at him. That's a big ass wolf. That would take a finger off.
I don't know what animal, but I think one of you guys had told a story not long ago. During break, I got up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, went back to bed, couldn't fall back to sleep. And I hear these howling sounds. And it was some pack, I don't know if it's like a wolf or a fox or coyote. I don't know what howls, but it was loud. Have you guys ever heard that? I swear we talked about this, where you could hear the howling.
Well, what did the howling sound like? I mean, you know a wolf howl, but there's one animal, I don't know what the hell it is, but it sounds like a kid screaming or a woman screaming. And that
a fox?
The first, I don't know what it is, but the first time I heard that, I go, Jesus Christ. I mean, I open up my bedroom window, I'm looking out, I go, some chick's getting raped, getting murdered or something, but...
Yeah, it was loud. I mean, I was checking the cameras.
I said, B2, you got to go outside. Check this out. Go, go help her.
Yeah, it was crazy. It sounds like a dog. Was that a wolf?
This is a wolf.
It wasn't that.
Yeah, they were saying how wolves and dogs are genetically very close, but they have a gene. Dogs have a gene that makes them friendly. And that, I guess, is what I don't know. They did two segments on this. I go, oh my God.
I only saw the first one.
Oh, it continued into dogs and cancer or something was the second segment that they did on this. But all right, I've got to take a break.
We didn't hear what you did for Thanksgiving and Dieter.
No, mine was pretty normal.
I'll tell you.
Yeah.
We'll find out what Dieter did, too. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
If you missed any of the show, we got you covered with the Rover's Morning Glory podcast on our free iHeartRadio app.
Traffic.
From the Elk and Elk Traffic Center, Elk and Elk, if you're injured because of medical malpractice, call Elk and Elk, 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Continuing to be a relatively quiet morning approaching downtown. The crash on the Interbelt, 90 East. The Carnegie is gone. The accident in Summit County on 77 North before 224 taken out of the way. The accident in Medina County on 57 South of Sharon Copley cleared up. If you see a problem anywhere else, let us know. 216-986-8888. In the Traffic Center, I'm Doug Adams.
This report is sponsored by Meijer. Save up to $30 all week long at Meijer with Cyberbucks and M-Perks. Clip the coupon in M-Perks before you check out to save $10, $20, or up to $30. Redeem on each qualifying purchase through December 3rd. Get more for your money at Meijer.
Always the best deals, always the best value.
Conrad.
Yo, it's Dieter for VeraHeal.com. As you probably know, medical marijuana is...
So in Wall Street... We've got a big pump and dump scheme going. Dieter gets massive pumps, and Jeffrey takes massive dumps. This is Rover's Morning Glory.
See, are you just trying to get out of the shizzy by asking Dieter what he did for Thanksgiving? Doesn't that sound like her plan?
No.
What do you have coming up in the news?
Oh, I have a lot of good stuff. This day in history, what happened 28 years ago today, Jeffrey? 28 years ago today.
Gotta be the Space Shuttle Challenger, baby Jessica in a well, O.J. Simpson. Occasionally, she does the Oklahoma City bombing, but
Kurt Cobain too. She likes that.
I love a good Kurt.
Yeah, all right.
Everyone
gotta be one of those, right?
From 1994. There's never been another this day in history in 1989 or anything. 1994.
Well, that's Scott Peterson,
Lorena Bobbitt.
Oh,
2004.
Did I do it?
No.
Oh, you said 94.
1994.
Okay,
94. 94. All right. We'll find out.
Yeah.
Dieter, what did you do for Thanksgiving?
Pretty normal. I went to, usually my grandma-in-law has Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And she did 72 in a row. Since 1950, she hosted Thanksgiving. So she goes, I'm done. She's like,
out of 72 years.
Yeah, 72, because she's 96, 95. Yeah. So I actually went to my father-in-law's house. Pretty normal. Ate a lot of turkey, watched football. Heard about my brother-in-law with the whole...
The dog biting thing?
The mailman, yeah. That was the big story of the party. Then I just went to my sister's house. She had Thanksgiving over there on my side of the family. And it's funny, my brother-in-law, he's always into different stuff. He was into crypto mining for a few years. Mm-hmm. We had these crypto towers all over the house, heating up the whole house. He turned the heat off, and these towers just heat the house.
Uh-huh.
So that was his money-making thing. Then he moved on to lettuce.
Uh-huh.
He was growing lettuce. He'd give everybody lettuce. That was his... big thing. He had lettuce plants all over the house, all over the basement. He's done with that. Now he's on to e-bikes. E-bikes, he's building out. He has all over the place. Bike parts, tires, batteries. They're just all over the house or in the basement.
How long until he burns the whole place down?
That's what I'm thinking. You can't have these batteries all over the place.
Yeah.
But he said that's the future.
His e-bikes. E-bikes.
Get in now. Get in now, Jeff. He's got one. You need a new one?
Uh-huh.
He could build you one?
No, I'm good. But thank you for the offer, though. I appreciate it.
Is this the same brother-in-law that had the dog biting thing?
No.
Or that's a different? Which brother-in-law is that? Is that the one that was married to the woman that's now dating the felon?
Yeah.
That's that guy. Yeah, he has terrible luck.
It's always something. Seriously, every single week, something happens. Car accident. The mailman, or, you know.
Divorce.
His wife's from South America.
Oh, that's right. He married the South American woman.
It's always something.
Okay. So he has bad luck.
Yeah.
This other brother-in-law of yours.
Yeah, that's my sister's husband.
Married to Rich Quickskin, it sounds like.
Just a Lamborghini? Did you say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah. He's doing something right. He got a Lambo.
Uh-huh. Does he still have that Lambo?
Sold it.
Oh, what?
Guess the profit. I go, did you get a profit? He held on to this. That was the whole thing. Buy a Lamborghini.
Yes.
Because nobody has one around here. He got it for a good price. He split it with his brother. They would take turns driving it around.
Uh-huh.
It's a sweet-ass car.
Uh-huh.
It's a Lambo. That's my dream, is they have a Lamborghini. He got one. He goes, but I'm going to flip it, and I'm going to sell it. That's the whole thing. I'll double my money. Kept it for 3 years. Nobody would buy it. Nobody's going to buy it. It snows here. Nobody wants a Lamborghini in the wintertime, right? But he finally sold it, and he said he broke completely even.
Broke even. That's not bad.
Yeah. He goes, I drove it for 3 years during the summertime, and somebody finally bought it, so... it worked out.
How many miles did he put on it? Do you know?
Oh, no. I have no idea.
Did you
eat Thanksgiving dinner?
My wife did Thanksgiving dinner. No, we didn't do a full turkey this year. You know, most of the time we do, but it's just so much. It's only the two of us. So her mom got a turkey, and they just delivered us some turkey. On Thanksgiving, so like a, you know, I don't know, they sliced off some amount, and then
disgrace,
my wife did the green bean casserole.
You gotta have that.
She did the cranberry sauce that comes right out of the can.
Don't need it.
How do you?
You told me last year, like, it's the best thing ever on turkey. Just try it once.
Delicious.
So I tried it once. I go, ah.
I tried it once too. Disgusting.
Yeah, don't eat
what?
It. It's just sugar on top of turkey.
Are you guys insane?
Don't need.
I think you're eating dry turkey if you need cranberry sauce.
No, the cranberry sauce enhances.
So wait, if you had cranberry sauce or gravy, you pick the cranberry sauce.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, you're insane.
Oh, yes.
You are insane.
It's got that tartness to it. It's delicious.
Tartness?
It's great.
I need gravy. I need green bean casserole. I need stuffing.
We had no stuffing. We had mashed potatoes.
Don't need it.
Green bean casserole.
Oh, mashed potatoes. That's all America. That's a staple of Thanksgiving.
And some ham. Honey baked ham, too.
Ham.
Had that. So that's what we had.
Do you have sausage stuffing or regular stuffing?
We didn't have stuff. Charlie made the stuff that had regular stuffing.
Our stuffing, it wasn't great. It wasn't great because we didn't.
Mine was dry.
Ours was really dry. I don't know what we did wrong. Kind of bad stuffing.
Yeah.
Other than that,
mine was not a success either.
Other than that, mine was great.
We.
Did you put your tree up? Everyone has a tree up?
We put the tree up before Thanksgiving, actually.
We
had it up before we went on vacation. We had it very early. I think. It was still, we had put it up even before we went on vacation.
I came
down and my wife had done that. And
she put that big tree up?
Oh, no. That's she put up all the decorations. I had to bring the tree up.
Okay, it's like 10 feet, right? Oh,
my God.
I think it's 12.
It's more than that. Okay, it's huge, this thing. And it's just.
Is it more than a 12 foot?
Every year I go, I'm never doing this again. This is.
But it looks
I think it's like 14. It might be. I think it's 14 feet or so. It's huge. It's massive. And, I hate doing it every year. It sucks, but got it up, looks good. And,
From before, same tree though?
Yeah. That's a few years ago. So, geez, I don't know. If you look at me, about 6 feet tall, it's got to be 14, 15 feet.
Do you keep the same ornaments?
Oh, yeah. All the same ornaments. What
but
do you mean?
Nothing personal. Like mine are.
No personal ornaments.
Mine are personal.
No, she doesn't
all
like
mean
that.
Something. Okay.
No.
Like kid stuff. Like
this is
we
right
did
out
this.
Of like a, this would be like in a store display or something. Okay.
She has to climb the ladder to put the ornaments on?
I put the star on the very top.
I mean, I climb a ladder.
And then I left the ladder there and she put she put the ornaments on.
Do you help or just leave?
No,
you set it up and just leave the room.
I am in such a bad mood. No, I don't hold the ladder. She doesn't hold the ladder for me when I'm up there. I'm in such a bad mood by the time I get that stupid tree up. I'm just cursing the entire time going, this sucks. I'm never... Next year, I'm not doing this.
Why don't just keep it put together? Like, you have enough space. Just put it in the basement.
No, you can't lift that. It's hundreds of pounds. You can't get that
thing
down.
Oh, is it? I have no idea.
Oh,
I thought it'd be like 30 pounds.
No, you can't get that thing down the steps.
You playing Christmas songs?
Yeah, that's what we do. We make a whole, day of it. It's fun.
No.
Oh. It's really not
in a bad mood.
Yeah. For Thanksgiving, it was just the two of us at home.
Why wouldn't you guys go to across the street?
Did they invite you over? Your father-in-law is across the street. You can just walk over.
That's true. As far as I know, I don't know. There could have been an invitation, but my wife, I don't even think would pass that along.
But didn't you make a vow to really try harder for her? Like you talked about.
I don't think she went over there unless she woke up first thing before I even got out of bed and went over there.
But
I don't think so.
I would bet money that she did.
Can't believe you don't go. It's across the street, and you're allowed. You just get away with that.
I mean, that's really.
I'm living a life. Are you kidding me? Living the life.
You just were crying 3 weeks ago about trying to find joy and trying to live a better life.
Well, that ain't gonna going to the in-laws for Thanksgiving does not bring me joy. How about you, Dieter? You had a lot of joy.
No, I got to drink a lot to get through it. Yeah, it's definitely stressful, but I know it's part of it. You know, 99% of men and, women have to go to the other side of the families. That's the whole point of the holidays.
And you do it to make your family, your mom, your wife, to make them happy.
Yeah, I can't imagine if I didn't show up what they'd be saying. They'd be like, what a dick. Why is this guy not here?
Especially if you were across the street.
Oh, yeah. I have to drive for hours. Robert's waiting six steps. He doesn't go.
Yeah. You don't feel bad about that at all? Like, seriously.
You look out your window and see them, having fun, drinking, and,
they don't drink,
or
Charlie.
Doing whatever, they're dancing, I could just see them having a blast, and you're just sitting there going, I could go over there, but you're just not.
He doesn't even do that much.
No, I don't see, him at the front of my house. I can't see their house.
He doesn't even think about it. Yeah. In my family, when we were together.
I honestly didn't think about it.
No.
Okay, didn't come up at all that day.
Mm-mm.
He could care less.
Mm-mm.
That's who you are, and that's sad.
That's true. Oh, I don't know if it's sad. I don't blame you for it, because I think that's your autism.
I think it's...
He just doesn't care about other people.
We have our own family unit at my house. It's me,
Her family is Italian.
And the cat. That's our family unit.
You don't think it would mean a lot to her to spend time with her family? Of course it would.
Maybe she did before I got up. That, I don't know. I she didn't mention it.
She goes over there every day, right?
Yeah, she sees the family a lot. She doesn't need to see them anymore. I mean, she's there all the time. She sees them every day, pretty much. So I think she's got a fill of them.
Well, you're doing really well with this whole trying to make her happy thing. This vow that you were going to keep.
What did you do that was so stupid?
Oh, my God.
It's so stupid of you.
It's a long story.
Let's do it.
Just what's it about?
One of the dumbest decisions I probably have ever made in my entire life.
What'd you buy?
Yes, you bought something.
Another boat?
It's a wild
truck.
That's not the button for the microphone.
I was about to say, if Rover says he did something really stupid, I can only guess it's probably an impulsive purchase.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, bought something. It's a truck.
We don't know
another car.
No. Yeah. And they got me into town, you know, so now Rover's got to pay it forward.
Yes, pay it forward.
Okay. What? Pay it a forward. Boat?
No, like a homemade airplane. I know they
said I have to build like a kid.
I know they do.
You would never do that. Brute Rutan was known for that. He was known to actually he builds these types of planes that you know they're kit built. Brute Rutan.
Everybody knows him. Household
name.
I have no idea.
He's the guy. His brother, Richard. Him and Gina Yeager flew around the world in Voyager in 1986 nonstop.
Dick Bhutan.
Yeah.
Dick Boutte?
No, it's Rutan is how you say it, guys.
Laura, what could you...
You guys are actually such pariahs when it comes to aviation history.
Yeah,
what?
It's amazing.
We're such what?
She's such pariahs when it comes to aviation histories.
Sorry, yeah. What's a pariah?
Pariah. It means you're being knuckleheads.
Oh, my God.
I missed you guys.
So...
Oh boy!
What you've bought?
Did you buy something? Can we at least get that? Are we right? We all said that.
It could be along those. Could be along those lines, I suppose. Yeah, could be along those lines. But it's just it's
it requires a lot of putting together.
It's just incredibly
waste of money.
Dumb. Just so dumb.
I think that means waste of money.
All right, go ahead.
It's a long thing.
I'll get into it.
Maybe I'll get into it tomorrow or something.
Oh, my God.
Area?
Just tell us.
The area that is it a home improvement project? It is something you purchased?
Recreation?
It is a home improvement project. I guess you could say that, yeah.
A pool?
It's a home improvement project that is just...
Did you buy a pool?
Why would that be a problem for him, though?
Because it's a lot of money.
Oh,
is it money?
Building a pool
it's a lot of logistics too. Are we talking above ground or in ground?
I don't think it's a pool.
It's not a pool.
Okay,
so we're talking about neither of those.
Okay, well I just asking.
Yeah, a warehouse.
You guys interrogate me. We're interrogating you.
That's a warehouse in the back of your
warehouse.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah, you did say
bring that
once.
Up before.
You're going to put the bus back
there.
Yeah, I did consider that, but
So this isn't at your home.
What do you mean?
This thing, because one time you mentioned buying something close to your home, like a warehouse.
Yeah, like a storage unit.
I've considered doing it both ways, building something in the back and buying something close. I've considered both of those. Yeah. Huh?
Is that it?
No.
Is it recreation? Or is it home improvement?
Jet skis.
New toilet.
No. Jet skis would be fun. You wouldn't be upset about that. It'd be dumb to buy in the middle of winter.
Well, they'd be cheaper.
Full Sweaty Dave says you and B2 are pregnant. No, that's not it.
That's not home improvement.
No. Once
it's
this
not going to improve his home.
Once this thing's done, is it supposed to be fun?
Well, that's a good question.
Like, if I was like, damn, I just did a stupid thing. I bought a ping pong table. At the end of it, it's going to be fun.
Yeah. It's just getting it up. And
is that
he would pay for somebody to put that together. So I don't think that's it.
I guess it would be, I guess you could consider it
fun, I suppose. Maybe it's more utilitarian.
Outdoor pizza oven.
I know.
Outdoor pizza backyard. Oven. Kitchen.
Outdoor pizza oven.
No, ooh, not an outdoor. No, no, no.
Outdoor smoker?
Yep, I wanted to. I'm going to outdo Charlie. Yep.
Take that, Charlie. Get some,
put a lot of poles in the backyard and you're going to smoke them all. Yep, every single one. No.
Not a pizza oven.
It's a whole, it's a.
Pickleball court. That's a new craze. I can see you putting that in the backyard, using it twice, and then it's just sitting back there. Full-size cord. You got the land.
Someone says fully autonomous house. No, although that is on my list of...
Oh, God.
I have a home automation, but it's...
No, it's got to be more than...
That needs some work done, and that's a whole nightmare, too, I guess.
Full-size gym in the basement?
No.
It's some sort of kitchen. You've installed a second. You are getting a pizza oven put in the basement.
Maybe we're getting a third dishwasher, perhaps.
A pizza oven in the basement. Like a stone one that flown in from Italy where a guy's putting little rocks in and everything. Just something like that.
I'll never use that.
I think it's bigger.
Is it like an extension on the house? You put an extension on the house? That's what it's got to be.
There's no way.
Yes, he has that. There's nothing on the back. Put an extension on.
All right. I'll tell you. Oh my God. I made what was probably, and this is actually quite a while ago. I made really probably the dumbest. Actually, it's not a dumb. I like the decision.
You do.
But it's turning out to be the dumbest decision of all time. I bought a place in Miami Beach.
Oh my God.
And I love Miami Beach. I was just there, as a matter of fact. We went down there for a few days. And
this past week?
Over break?
Yeah. But so here's the decision. The thought process that went into this was I shopped around for a place. This was a while ago. Oops. Son of a bitch. Just knocked that over. And I shopped around and I go, you know what? This condo is the condo for me.
Why?
This is great. We're going to.
Why that one?
It's in good shape. It's a great view, great location. Everything is perfect. It's about the right size. It's not too big, not too small. Everything's perfect. Just slap a fresh coat of paint on this thing and it's going to be as good. It's going to be great. So. After I purchase this, it's the weirdest thing. I purchase this thing and I go back and I look at it. And now that I've bought it, uh-oh. I walk in and I go, we might have to replace the flooring in here. And then that turns into now we have to do this and now we have to do that. And it's a money pit.
Is it a money pit?
It turned into a complete remodel from top to bottom. God. A full gut of this place.
You see that?
I'm such an idiot. I'm so dumb.
Does it cost just as much to remodel as it did cost?
Does it cost?
I mean, as much as the condo cost?
No.
But how do you do that when you're here?
How much you put in there, into it?
I don't know because, I've been Florida'd because apparently this is how it all works in Florida, which is, they go, oh, yeah, we're going to start on this date. I swear to God, it's like 8 months past the date.
Oh, really?
They literally just got started, a week ago. They just started on this
date. So when you went down there a few days ago, you said you're there last week. Did you see anything? Like, have you noticed anything? They just started that week with
yeah,
you there.
Yeah, I noticed it. Yeah, it's torn up.
Did you stay in there while they're working?
Can't. No, so there's nothing.
Went
not,
down and stayed in a hotel.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. It's,
you're an idiot.
And
when is it going
to
be done?
When do you think this is going to be done? End of March. If that is done by the end of March, I swear on my life,
I'll
give the thing away. But
end
just
of March?
Floor?
No, it's the whole thing. It's
when you say remodel, what are you getting remodeled?
Floors, walls. Right? Appliances.
Yeah, but
are they tearing it down to the bones?
To the studs, yes.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
They gutted the whole thing.
What was wrong with it?
Nothing was particularly wrong with it. It's just like once one thing got going, I go, oh, well, this would be cool if we did that. And then this would be cool if we did that.
Oh, there's a difference.
And then the other thing is I let B2 be in charge of everything. And then it just snowballs. And, oh, look how cool. You know, she'll show me something. I'll go, oh, yeah, that's cool. And then she doesn't tell you the price, though.
No.
And then you find out the price later. You go, what?
And that's too late.
What the hell's wrong? Is it too late? Can I still get a divorce? What the hell's wrong?
You bought this a while ago, you're saying.
I did buy it a while
ago. Yeah, I figured it out.
Yes. I bought it.
Because when you were down there once, you had a view of like a boat going behind you. Mm-hmm. And I remember another time you went there, you had the same view. It's like, how's it getting the same hotel room?
It never changed.
Yeah, the background.
I thought to myself, he owns that place.
Well, I did also. I generally stay in the same hotel when I go down there, and I usually end up getting the same room.
Place.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
that's cool though.
Anyhow,
yeah,
I'm excited about it because I love Miami Beach. I love it.
You're going to retire down there.
I absolutely love it. My wife hates it.
Yeah, it's the only good place in Florida.
She hates it. She goes, she's just nervous. It's you know, she looks at it as being dangerous, and it frankly is, I guess, to some extent. But it's like the Wild West down there when it comes to doing a remodel or construction. It's like, I've never seen anything like it. It's just absolutely bonkers. So I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine as to how it's going to turn out. If it's going to be a complete disaster, it could be a complete disaster. I'm not even kidding you. It could be a total disaster of a remodel. I have no idea.
Like, what is it? What is the situation?
Yeah.
But you own it?
Yeah.
So like Snitzer, where Snitzer lives, kind of.
I could tear apart the whole inside.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Same.
Yeah, and generally, I mean, I don't know how
studs in or whatever. That's what you own.
Yeah, and they all the walls. I mean, we didn't like totally reconfigure stuff, but you know, theoretically you can take all the walls out in this thing. The walls aren't holding anything up. It's not like a house, you know, in a high rise.
Not load bearing.
That's right. Thank you, Charlie. You want to come down, do a little woodworking for me?
Check it out.
Do a little millwork for me or something. And
a little carpentry.
So I mean, in a way, like I'm so dumb because I saw her parents build this house across the street from me, and every step of the way I go, God, that looks like a huge pain in the ass. I would never do that. That is a total waste of time, money, like so dumb. I don't have the patience for that.
And then that's exactly what you did.
I'm in exactly that same boat.
Wow.
And I don't know how it's going to turn out. I really don't, because it's a big ass project, and your guess is as good as mine as to, like, here, my wife and father-in-law, like, they know all these, they know the tile guy and the woodworking guy and this guy and the concrete guy and the plumber and the electric. They know all these people down there. I mean, it's like the Wild West. You have no idea. And there's so much shoddy work down there.
And they know you're not in town. How do they get in?
And I can barely understand what they're saying because everyone has such a huge accent. I don't speak Spanish. If you don't speak Spanish there, you're in the vast minority, I would say. So I actually don't have a problem understanding a couple of words. You go, what? And you have to ask five times. But my wife has she grew up here. I grew up in Vegas and in Southern California. So there were primarily people from South America and Mexico. But so I can understand the accent. But my wife just has a hard time understanding. You know, it's like my stepdad. People who are not familiar with my stepdad, who has an accent, he's Filipino, you could not understand. Dieter, you wouldn't be able to understand what my stepdad is saying. Probably, if you had a conversation, you'd probably pick up 30% of it. And my wife is like that. So I basically have to translate after every conversation.
Oh, God.
I have to tell my wife, I'll go, so the guy said this. And she's like, no, he didn't. I go, no, yes. He said exactly, because she does not hear what they're saying.
If she hates it down there so much, Why would you buy a place?
It seemed like a good idea at the time. Yeah. I love it. I think it's great. The weather's nice. There's tons of restaurants. Everything's within walking distance.
This place that you bought, is this something that you will be happy with once your deal is up and you decide to say, okay, this is a great place. Let's sell our home here and then move down
this
there.
This is a second home. So I'm not looking that far ahead. I'm not looking to the future like
that. What happens to all your stuff? Like,
what about your cat? Like, well, no, when you go down there and you want to hang out?
Is there like furniture there when you bought it?
No. It was empty.
So you have to fill it.
Oh, yeah. That's part of the thing.
But then the remodeling, where does all that stuff go?
No, you have to, there is no furniture in there. You have to remodel first and then put furniture in there.
Oh, so you haven't even done that yet. You haven't got the furniture. Have you ever stayed in there?
There was a bed in there. That was it. The only thing.
That's in storage
right now. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I bought a bed, put it in there, slept in it, put it in storage when the remodel started. I'm pulling a LaRocque. The storage has cost me $200 a month.
Except you have two homes. He doesn't have one. Yeah.
Maybe Jeffrey, would you like to become the foreman down there?
Yes. No, I don't know the first thing about construction.
It's a free house.
Yeah, you could manage the project. You could be my foreskin down there.
I don't know the first thing about construction management.
You build also, fences every day.
Right?
Isn't that construction?
What?
You build fences.
What?
But I work in a shop. Well, what I was trying to ask you is, just thanks to Dieter, just disrupted my train of thought.
So I would say, I'm not even kidding you, this thing was supposed to get started. I think they were supposed to start in May, and we're in starting December now, and they literally just got started, and they go, oh, by the way, month of December, no one really works. So, if I would estimate that this would be done, if I had to guess, I don't know, maybe July or something?
Why is this affecting you now, where you're saying now this is stupid? If you've been dealing with this already.
Because.
What happened now?
The bills are coming in now.
Oh, my God. The bills. It's.
Yeah, what triggered this?
What do you mean?
You said you've had it since May, but over Thanksgiving, this is where it's bothered you, and you've realized you made a stupid choice.
It's bubbled over, yeah.
I guess just because of seeing, like, going in there and looking at it and going, oh, my God. This is a total disaster. An absolute disaster. And I also don't have the patience for, like, every little thing has to be planned out, and I'm not like that. I don't like to plan every little thing out, and they're, where do you want the light switches, and what does this do, and what is that gonna, I don't know. Can't it just be done? Can't someone do this for you? That's what you pay me for Christ's sake.
But that's what your wife does. She likes to do that stuff, so.
She can't understand them.
Yeah. And anyhow, so I don't know. We'll see how.
How do you know you're getting good guys?
Don't.
Oh.
You have no idea. Absolutely no idea. And in fact, everyone who I ask around, like you'd meet people down there, and you ask around, you go, "Hey, do you know any like good contractors?" Every single time, they're like, "Oh, this is no. There's no good contractors around here." Like literally, that's what everyone says. They go, "Hey, good luck. Not gonna find anyone." So who knows? It could be a complete ripoff. I have no idea.
One of the things I read about Florida, I just read about this morning, that a lot of people are moving to Florida because it's one of those law and order states. They're tough on crime. They have lower tax, I guess homes are affordable, lower property taxes,
that kind of stuff.
Yeah, real affordable. Yeah, but maybe I'm just saying what I've read.
Wait, can you become a resident? They don't have state income tax, right?
Ooh.
That's true.
Yeah, no state tax.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Are you a resident then?
No, not at the moment. But
is there like a rule of how long you have to stay somewhere?
You have to be there 6 months out of the year. Not that I've 6 months plus one day. Not that I've checked into it or anything. But what I regret is it snowballed into something that has gotten out of hand. It will be great. It will be, if it actually comes together, it will be like really, really cool. Like there's some really cool things in there.
Like what?
Like we're ripping out one of the interior walls and making it glass, but it's the kind of glass that's clear until you hit a button and then it like goes opaque, like stuff like that.
Oh, I would walk right into that.
But I don't know if it's actually going to turn out. I guess my regret is that it snowballed into something that I'll never in a million years be able to. I'm just basically throwing money down the drain. You'll never be able to recoup what's being spent on it ever.
So does that bring you joy? Is that something that purchase, or do you have a regret?
No. I'm actually. Does it bring me joy? Right now, it's only bringing me headache at the moment. But maybe eventually it will bring me joy. But I mean, it would be I don't know. It's an interesting process. I've never done anything like that. So, you know, my wife is much more knowledgeable. I know it sounds like stupid, you know, because I'm the man, but I don't know.
Shut up.
No, I'm saying I don't know. When it comes to construction and remodeling, I don't know anything about
her family, her dad. Yeah, right. She has experience in it.
Right.
Yeah.
I know nothing about that kind of stuff. So I'm completely lost. And my wife will go, this has to be planned out now or else this is going to be, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you can't just do it. Like, what do you mean? And I mean, it's a lot of work that goes into it. It's a lot of planning. And anyhow, so who knows? The whole thing will probably collapse in another, 6 months from now. The building won't be there.
Oh, yeah. That happened down there.
Oh, are you worried about that?
About what?
No.
The whole condo that came down? Just one time they were sleeping?
No, I'm not worried about it. This building is pretty new. It's only a few years old, so I don't think it's going to collapse anytime soon. I hope, but...
Did you get in before all of this horrible rate increase?
Yes.
Oh, God. You just got in then. Good for you. I know you've been looking for...
15 years. Yes. I go, I'm going to buy something that I never do. And then I go, I should have.
Yep. 15, yeah.
Yeah, I bought right at the perfect time. The whole market is going to crater next year, and it's going to be worth nothing. And then I'm going to, it's going to be worth nothing on top of all the extra money that I threw into it.
Oh, yeah, you're screwed.
I am so dumb. Yeah. Just absolutely dumb.
You're screwed.
But we'll see how it turns out. It's just a real big undertaking, I guess. More than I had anticipated. And my wife kept warning me. She goes, are you sure you want to do this? She goes, don't you think we should just put some paint on it? I go, Once I started thinking about it, then it really did snowball. So we'll see how it all turns out. I don't know. We'll see. Jeffrey, you going to join us down there? And I did pass the hotel where Jeffrey... I walk by it. I go, this is the hotel where Jeffrey walked through the lobby with a big bag of poop.
Oh, yeah. Went to tell the front desk, I got a bunch of turds in a bag. And I go, wow, no.
That's heavy.
You don't remember that?
Yeah. I remember you that, was when Ned's came down and, you know, it was something about somebody else on the show that took a Cleveland, what do you call it, a Cleveland steamer, where Nance took a dump on the person's chest, and I had disposed of the evidence.
Mm-hmm. Right. And he wanted to walk through the lobby.
I got to tell somebody. I got to tell the front desk I have this.
Why would you tell the front desk you have a bag full of poop?
I don't know.
Why did you want to do that?
I have no idea what my rationale was. I just wanted to get rid of it one way or the other. So, like, you think theater show would be the back door to a dumpster or a garbage can on the street. Nobody noticed it. So, what the hell?
I was also down. We were down there, just walking down the street, Miami Beach. And my wife goes, we're just walking. I'm minding my own business, standing next to my wife. And she goes, hey, should I give that guy a high five? Just completely out of the blue. I go, what? What are you talking about? And I look at her, and then she goes to this guy who's coming the other way. She goes, hey, nice shirt. And he goes, oh, thanks. He was wearing a Borderline Spectacular shirt. And so she says, hey, nice shirt. He goes, hey, thanks. And like, I'm standing, I look right at the guy. The guy completely clueless. Just
he had no idea.
No idea. Just walks right by. I don't know. Maybe he got it at Goodwill or something. Doesn't even know anything about the show. But I don't know. But I've got to take a break. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
The Rover Rewind. All the amazing, horrible, crazy things you might have missed this week on the show Saturday morning from 8 to 10 on MMS.
Traffic.
From the Elk and Elk Traffic Center, if you're injured because of medical malpractice, call Elk and Elk. 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Quiet drive around the area at this point in the morning. No accidents or major issues. There is one crash reported, 90 East near Eddy Road, but not seeing any delays here. If you come across a slowdown, let us know. Call the traffic tip line, 216-986-8888. That crash off highway on Monticello west of Noble. Taken out of the way. In the traffic center, I'm Doug Adams.
This report is sponsored by FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, has always
with Rover's Morning Glory. Tell it to play 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio.
Your mom gave you values and morals.
And clearly you learned nothing.
Because here you are, back with Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, we're going to wrap everything up in just a few minutes. Shannon, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning, Rover. How are you?
I'm doing all right. What's happening?
Good. I was just calling in because I heard you talking about you and your wife and her knowing more about the planning of houses and everything. And I just wanted to let you know, like, don't be hard on yourself for that, because my husband and I, we buy and renovate houses, and I actually do all of the renovations myself.
Oh, you do it? Wow.
I do it, yeah. Yeah, like, so I do the drywall and the windows and the flooring and painting and
Do some work down in Florida? Yeah. I'll get you down there right away. I mean, and what is your husband? Is he like me? He just pays for it all.
Yeah, he does. He's a software engineer. So we outright buy the houses, and then I go in and I fix them. And, you know, he always gets so upset because he's like, I don't know how to do any of this. And I'm like, listen, this makes us the perfect pair. Like, we benefit each other. It helps each other.
Yeah. My wife's smart and I'm dumb. We are the perfect pair. Now, do you make decent money doing this? What's the most amount of money you've ever made flipping a home like that?
Well, I mean, the one house we bought for $32,000.
Oh, wow.
I went in, renovated it. We only actually ended up spending $7,000 with me doing the work on it. And it was appraised at over $107,000.
Whoa.
But, yeah. Jeez. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So...
got to get one of these. We could buy Jeffrey. We could maybe buy Jeffrey a $32,000 home, and then we could have Shannon remodel it for him, and then let Jeffrey move in. But what do you think about that, Jeffrey? You down for that? You got to turn your microphone on.
I did turn it on.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It would be interesting. I could watch Shannon and probably your sister.
I could watch it. Yeah, hopefully she wears a tight blouse while she's working and some short shorts.
No.
Okay. All right, Shannon, thank you. Forget the free house. He doesn't care about that. He just wants to watch her work.
Right.
Wow,
and give her a sister as well.
And you want to see her sister? Is that what you said?
No, I said help. Well, I'm trying to say help her out, if you will, if you know what I mean. If you guys are that sort of, you guys are that stupid when, you know, when I talk and I use certain words, you guys sort of twist them around and all that kind of stuff.
You said she hopes that she has a sister.
I never said that. I said I could assist her, meaning help her.
I wanted to play this guy. I haven't watched this interview yet, but I wanted to get to this. So I guess I'm out of time, but. This guy who's the father of this guy who went in and shot up this, what is it, a gay club in Colorado Springs?
Yeah.
This idiot, this mating guy, what's wrong with people? Anyhow, he goes in there. He shoots the place up. I love the mugshot of him. Have you seen that?
Boy, did they
beat his ass.
Oh, yeah.
One, some guy that's like a former Marine happened to be in there at the time that this shooting took place, and he just started beating this dude's ass, this shooter, this big fat-ass shooter, this loser. Anyhow, that guy's, the shooter's dad is a porn. Here's a picture. Here's his mugshot. Look how bruised up. I mean, this guy got beat, huh?
Yeah.
Well, he shot it. He killed a few people.
This is a terrible story. I know he did. I know exactly what happened. It's terrible. The father's horrible. This guy's horrible.
Oh, the father is a former porn star and MMA fighter. And I wanted to play you this little bit. I'll save it till tomorrow, I guess.
Okay. But it's a lot to dissect.
I haven't watched it. I just read the article. I haven't seen the actual interview. In the interview, he apparently says this porn star father, this guy, he's like, yeah, I heard my son went in there and shot up a gay club. And, oh, man, I was terrified. But, well, good thing is I'm glad he's not gay. I found out he's not gay, so that's a plus.
We don't do gay.
What? This guy, what insanity.
Oh, it's crazy.
Oh, man.
Anyway. I caught part of that clip as Charlie was, putting it through the system and everything like that, and the guy's voice. I was like, I thought it was Stu Hart reincarnated, because that's exactly how Stu Hart talks.
Who's Stu Hart?
Stu Hart is the legendary wrestler, the father of Bret the Hitman Hart and Owen Hart.
Ah, okay.
And he has a voice sort of sounds like just like that.
Mm.
And he was a legendary wrestler at his time. He was also a legendary trainer.
Mm-hmm. Is he from Canada?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
His dad, I mean, so he was real quick. MMA guy.
Yeah.
Then porn star.
Yeah.
Then he ended up on intervention for some sort. I don't remember what drug.
The TV show.
He was on because he was masturbating 10 times a day.
Hours.
Oh, no, 10 hours. Sorry, 10 hours a day.
10 hours a day.
Oh, is that abnormal?
Oh. you break that every night.
He was like,
I didn't know they had a problem.
I think it was meth. He'd smoke meth, and then the cameras were just there filming him, and he just puts porn on and just starts J-O-ing for 10 hours at a time.
Sweet. All right. I thought I was living the life. Sounds like he was. All right. I've got to wrap things up. Speaking of WWE, I do have a pair of tickets to WWE Live Holiday Tour. That is Wednesday, December 28th at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. See some of your favorite WWE superstars, including Matt Riddle. Do you know who that is, Jeffrey?
Former MMA fighter.
Seth freaking Rollins.
Yep, he's one-third of the Shield.
Raw Women's Champion Bianca
Belair.
Belair. Alexa Bliss.
Yeah, she's from Columbus.
And more. Get tickets and info at RocketMortgageFieldhouse.com or be caller 30 right now, 866-YO-ROVER. 866-967-6837. I'll give you those tickets. Caller 30 right now, 866-YO-ROVER. The Rover's Morning Glory merchandise at roverradio.com is completely sold out, except for hoodies are available in small, medium, and large, I believe. Small, medium, and large, that's it. All other sizes are sold out. Grab them right now while you can. They will ship out in about a week. You'll get them in time for the holidays. But the most of the sizes are sold out, so just small, medium, and large remain. And once they're gone, they're gone. We will be back live tomorrow morning. Have a great day. It's Rover's Morning Glory.
Bye.
Bye.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Chris Bilton stopping by today. Mary live from Nashville, and more tickets for WWE Live. The Alan Cox Show starts live today at 2 on MMS.
Traffic.
From the Elk and Elk Traffic Center, if you're injured because of medical malpractice, call Elk and Elk, 1-800-ELK-OILE. Continuing to be a pretty quiet drive around the area. No accidents on the highways. There is one off-highway crash reported on Broadway at the 271 interchange. If you see anything else causing a slowdown, let us know. 216-986-8888. All clear on 480 east and west between the airport and 271. 271 light from Route 8 up to I-90. The traffic center, I'm Doug Adams.
This report is sponsored by FanDuel, America's number one sports book. FanDuel, America's number one sports book, has all your favorite bets, from the money line to the point spreads to players' props. Plus, get your money.